Okay.
Just right back here for Rosie's point. We're going to speak to you a little bit today about Kedushas Dam and Kor Mincha. It's not really, doesn't come up in Beis so much. I guess it's Aleph in Beis or something. Sort of like the prerequisite to the Masechta. So hopefully fundamental you saw about Korban Mincha. We're going to start with just a couple preliminary course. I think it's relatively well known at this point that the Kor Mincha is very distinct from the Zevach in the extent that a Zevach, when you're Makdish and Amput Peh, so immediately has Kedushas Aguf. That's the first step of any Korban. It's a Kedushas Aguf. The Kor Mincha, very different when you're Makdish the Solus in the beginning of Peh, it only has Kedushas Damim. And subsequently, through the stages of the Hakrava, ends up Kedushas Aguf. So we'll just demonstrate that from a couple of Makoros. It's known, but just the Mishnah in Mitzachas in Menachos, Daf Kuf, has Menachos, Venesachim, Shinidmu, Achel, Kishibukli, Yeshem, Pedion. And then Pidyon, right? There's Kedushas Haguf only happens by Kish Bikli. Singing before that Kedushas Damim, only had Kedushas Damim and Kish Bepeh. Again, in the Gemara in Sota, this is going to be an important record, we'll come back to a couple of times, so the Chabura, but the Gemara in Sota compares the Shechita and the Kemitza, but goes through the Seder HaMincha. So, says the Breis of Reminu, Seder HaMenachos Ketzad, Adam Evi Mincha Misoch Beiso, the Kasa Shal Kesef Shal Zahov, and also klisharis, mekadesh is beklisharis. So the first kiddush that's happening here in the brace that happens in klisharis. Venosela shmena, velavenoso melicha itza kohen, mekol melicha itza mizbech, megisha begarim jeromitz maravas kineged fule. And then he does another kmitza. Venosela klisharis, mekadesh beklisharis. Right, we have two kiddush, one of the entire mincha, and then subsequently the kmitza. You take out the kmitza and you put that into klisharis. Rashi there spells out. Honestly, it's the most clear that I've seen. I don't think any of the Gemaras are fair, so that the original Kish Bepeh is Kedushas Damim. But Rashi says very clearly, "Shanosna behen tzarch sheitin in the shem kach v'imkol mahare mincha kedusha v'omedes shekdish bepeh." I array has kedusha from the Kish Bepeh, so why does it say makdishim klishars? Says Rashi, "Kedushas Bepeh no elo b'kedushas Damim v'en kedushas aguf." Right, the original kiddush of the mincha only gives the Kedushas Damim, not Kedushas aguf. The Mishnayos and Me'ilah in the second paragraph go through the different stages of kedusha. There, it's also pretty clear. Hamanachos molim mishe huptishu v'kidshu b'klishar especially possible b'tfil yom v'chus kiparim v'lina. Right, the kedushas aguf. We'll discuss a little bit more tfil yom v'chus kiparim v'lina. But those psulim are tied to the kedushas aguf only happen at the stage of kedushas hakli. So that's just bederach and the hakdama. I guess very clear. The mincha your makdish bepeh has kedushas damim. You bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. You put into the original klisharis. One klisharis entire mincha has kedushas aguf. Then you do your kemitza. There's other avodas in between, but we'll go through the main ones. Then you do your kemitza, take out your kemitza, put that into klisharis. That's the second kiddush of klisharis, then you mark agam izbech. So you have two kedushas with klisharis, but you give kedushas aguf, but the original kiddush bepeh only has kedushas damim. So from the outset, you would have thought, and I think it's the simplest understanding of a karb mincha, that l'chora this kedushas damim stage is pretty irrelevant to the fundamental mahus of a karb mincha. It was just a stage along the process, right? It had Kedushas Damim, now it's Kedushas Aguf. Of course, we're talking about carbon. Every carbon needs Kedushas Aguf, I say somewhat rhetorically. And therefore, right, all we care about is eventually the outcome of this carbon mincha having Kedushas Aguf is the main focus. How it got there is more or less irrelevant. Hopefully, what we'll try to demonstrate throughout the Chabura is that the stage of the carbon mincha having Kedushas Damim wasn't just some temporary, fleeting, elusive stage that no one, that has no fundamental impact on the definition of Korban Mincha, but somehow it's definitional, fundamental, and core to the essence of what Korban Mincha is. So to hopefully demonstrate that, we'll start with source 5. On the most basic technical level, why would Kedushas Damim be necessary? So there's a Tosos on Ayin Testament Biz. Tosos has a klal. I'm not sure if anyone else really agrees with it, but Tosos says that Alpha Pishavar Kidshu B'Klishares Sil Tim Sumer Klishares Mekadshin Shlomidas Hadamini Kodesh, Avachul in Lomikachi. Tosu suggests, I don't know where he gets it from, doesn't quote Makor, but Tosu suggests that Klisharis, again, the Kiddush of Mincha happens at Klisharis. Tosu suggests that Klisharis can only be Makdish something that already had Kedushas Damim, that was already Kaddish. If the thing was Chulin, right, Tosu says that if it was Chulin, and you point to Klisharis, it wouldn't be Makdish the item at all. So Lachar the Fitosos, just on a basic, you know, practical level, the Korban Mincha had to have had Kedushas Damim prior to its Kedushas Aguf, just as a necessary prerequisite. It could have never gotten Kedushas Aguf, i.e. Klisharis, unless it was in a kli, unless it had kedushas damim before that. Is that clear? Right. Good. The subsequent sources we'll discuss a little further. Eventually, Gemara Zvachim discusses a mincha of klei karam. Says the Gemara, "Ein miviyim enachos v'nesachim u'mincha behim u'bikur minha medume ve'ein tzarich lomer arlo klei karam." Can't bring a mincha from arlo klei karam that yisuri hana. V'im hevi lo kiddush, and the kiddush is not chal. Very simple. If it's aser bana, it'd be hard for a kiddush to be chal. Amirav v'itim revasi lo kiddush likarva of kiddush liposel. There is somehow kedusha is chal nisur hina, and all the mefarshim, Chasam Sofer and the mefarshim and the Rambam, all wondering if klei kerem and arla are nisur hina. So we know nisur hina that something that's not shelo b'shuso in yochalat yisho, lechor be impossible for hektish to be chal on a mincha that's nisur hina, right? How could you have kedusha be chal on nisur hina, right? So seemingly there'd be no hektish that could be chal on nisur hina. This is an issue that all the mefarshim are bothered by. So I quote here Shut on a Yantif, he has a very fascinating answer. Source 7, second page. It says on a Yantif in the bold, nearly Deish l'chalad bin kedushas peh the kedushas kli. The first part he deals with the question. Deish l'chalad bin kedushas peh the kedushas kli. The shamay shenichu b'kli sharis by mincha, we're talking about where you put the mincha in the kli sharis. V'afti kli sharis einu mekdish in el midas mikomakom haidas the kli sharis will have a mitam yichud. Rakbin sheyitin kli amashikad shem hakli. Av kedushas peh near dlo mahani b'yisuri hana d'lavi deninu. The only gun to suggest vein b'chodesh shat. The fact that we say that kiddush cannot be chal on yisuri hana, that's dafka if you're makdish the item b'peh. Because you're makdish b'peh, I'm adding in, I think a little bit to what he's saying, but I think this is what he means. You're makdish b'peh, that somehow creates a yichus between you and the item. So yisuri hana, there is that yichus between you and the item does not exist, and therefore you're getting makdish b'peh. But kedushas kli, somehow, maybe, kiddush would work, even be yisuri hana. He's claiming, I think what he's saying, there's no real connection between you and the item, it's just the placing the hanach in the kli, even if nidas, he claims. But the fundamental placing the item in the kli is enough to give it kedusha, to give it to make it kaddish somehow. That nesim kli sharis would be able to. It's a chesh. I'm unclear where he gets from. I don't think there's other sources necessarily that would indicate that. But he wants to be chag that you could be makdish an item that's yisur hina ide nesim kli sharis.
Do you need kedusha pet before kiddush kli?
I mean that's what we're claiming according to Tosos. You would.
So the
only
young
to say
you wouldn't, because...
So look at source 8, exactly. Source 8, the Marcheshes asks me a question, I'm pretty sure this is what you mean. Says the Marcheshes, he asks on the only Yantif, V'nelam, he quotes the only Yantif in the beginning, V'nelam menu divrei atosos b'mnachos, that says, this is shekatsur, shklishas emkdashas ekelosh, avachulin lo yayin sham, v'im kain, ein klishas emkdash klal, adav shahal yalav, mikodem kedushas damin, v'achkach bar b'klisharis. Azcha love kedushas agufli pasablina, avachulin enim kash klalim came b'suri hana shlochalim kedushas klal mishum dlo dlav di dehu ein hakli sharis malo klal litvus alem kedusha ko olshin skashim kom kedush dam. Meaning ask the marcheshes and the only yantiv. The only yantiv is claiming that kedushas kli, that kli if you put a mincha in a kli sharis, so it could become kashim if it's all yisuri hana. Says the marcheshes, wait a second. The fitosos, a kli sharis, can only be makdish something that had kedusha beforehand. It can't be makdish chulin. So that means that the mincha, where it went to the kli sharis, oh, where they had to have some sort of kedusha's damim. But how can kedusha's damim be chal on the mincha if it can't be makdish yisuri hana? So claims of the marcheshes, so the only yantiv is still stuck, right? The fitosos, he has no solution. So what comes out, again, this is level number one, what comes out on just a basic fundamental level, perhaps in order for this mincha to have ever gotten kedushas aguf, it would have been technically impossible unless they already had kedushas dam bepeh. Good. Clear? Good. Source number 9 is the Karen Aron. I mean, a different direction as to why the kedushas dam would be important. Claims the Karen Aron. The Karen Aron quotes that Gemara and is on that Gemara. So I think actually I saw his yurtzeit today. Okay. Karen Aron's yurtzeit today. Appreciate it. I said talking, don't worry. I just stop my hands. He wasn't chassidim of Nakzei Tachan, but I think his yirtzei said. So says the Karen Noor on his yirtzei. The Gemara in Sota, the Bereis in Sota, we quote Yidalid. He has a question. He wants to know. In general, we know that stam das is enough to buy a zevach. Yeah, stam das, it's kaddish, right? Stam lishma. So he tries to figure out. The Gemara in Sota quotes that you see from the Braisa that you need Das to be Makshin the Klisharis. So that's Kenora. Why is it different between, what's the difference between the Zevach that doesn't need Das and the Mincha doesn't need Das? It's the inside. Says the Kenora. Says Gemara, Vinosu Klisharis, Mekdashus, Kulish, Mamina, Klisharis, Emakdish, Emidas. Gemara says that you need Das by Klisharis. So that's Kunar Mash, with the Bible, Mema, the Bein, Shehei, Daito, the Kash, Daf, you need Das, Mekdash, the item, Yesh, the Daktik, the whole Bereish, Zvachim, Maskin, the Lobin, and Machshav, the Shema, Dafka. And with some Anami Kasher, Bechol, Avod, the Beshkit, the Kav, the Inach, right? Stam, the Shema, by Zvachim. Bahach, Anami, Gam, Mincha, Kish, Hakom, and Spukli, the Hukum, Okabos, the Dam, Bezvachim, the Kasher, Phil, Bestam, Amalom, Machshav, the Kash, Dafka, right? The Gemara compares the Kemitza to the Shkita, right? The Gemara has a direct comparison. The Kemitza is like the Shkita. So if we know Stam, Shkita, the Shema, by Zevach, so why in the world do I need Das, Nisin, B'Klisharis, by Mincha? I should say Stam, Lishma, the same way. It's an interesting question. The Kiddush is very different. One's been a Klisharis, one's been a Peh. We'll come back to that. That might be a fundamental difference. But that's the Keren Or's question. The Keren Or to answer this question, go skip to the next bold. He gives an answer. He objects it. Oli Shlomar, the Hachi B'Tchilas Kiddush HaMincha Ba'inan Das. He thinks maybe when we say that you need Nesina Midas, that you need Nesina B'Klisharis Midas by Mincha, that's definitely going on the first Nesina in the Klisharis. Why? The item, the mincha, only had kedushas damim from kiddush pepet. So in order to give it kedushas aguf, nisina b'klisharis, that needs das. But the kemitza, which already is kaddish from the original nisina b'klisharis, and this two kemitza might put into the second klisharis, is not being most of any other kedushas aguf. It already had kedushas aguf from the first klisharis. Efshri wants to say that doesn't need das. Yeah.
Even though the sugya.
Yeah, the gemara doesn't machalak at all.
No, meaning the gemara in the first parak talking about the machzor the kemitza into the original klisharis. That should be the Matan comments assumes that that is relevant to whether or not Mekayshim Midas or Shalom Midas.
What do you mean?
The Gemara, right, it's not talking about the original going from Kedushas Domim on the top of Zayin Amud Aleph.
Right. Kimahadale
lekomets leduchtei tiktosh v'lifso.
That's pulling it back a second time.
Right, but that's not Domim to Kedushas Aguf. It already has...
He said, "The Gemara says you still need you would still need das. You did shalom midas."
So
here's the kasha. Saying that it's before that the second klisharis needs the same klisharis need das. I hear
the
kasha. I mean,
the har is on. I think
the har is asking from that Gemara. Okay, very good. Good. So also just bizarre. I mean, the Gemara in Sota, the Brace in Sota, isn't machak at all between the two. Yeah, there's no indication of Jemei Chilik. Fundamentally, I'm not sure why you'd have any distinction between the two. But that's a Karen Zohar suggestion. So I think again another more surface level Efshir that the Karen Zohar is claiming that the das, the extra das needed by the mincha, is a byproduct of the fact that it only started with kedushas domim. Right? The Gemara seems to say that's a byproduct of the nisim b'klisharis, that it's a din klisharis. But says Karen Zohar that might be tied to the original kedushas domim. So we have two indications that this kedushas domim might have not been a fleeting state. It might have some Nafkamina, even once the item has Kedushas Aguf. Good.
He's saying there's something fundamental about Kedushas Dhamma. He's just saying this is a new stage of Kedusha. So if you give it a new stage of Kedusha, we need Das as opposed to if it already has the Kedusha. So, I thought all he's saying is you're doing something much more significant if you move from Kedushas Dhamma to Kedushas Aguf than just for to the next stage of the.
But Mechtesi, that step would require Das.
As opposed to Stam.
Right. If I had Stam Lishma, so I just put in Stam, okay. So maybe that's enough to go from Kedushas Dam to Kedushas Aguf. I have no reason to assume that that leap requires extra Das. It's
right,
a case of the.
It's a bigger leap.
Right. I mean, he's highlighting the difference between Kedushas Dam and Kedushas Aguf, but it didn't have to be highlighted that day than extra need of Das. That's the Hanukkah of the Karen Or. Good? Good. Okay. Now let's speak a little. Another dimension. This is element number 3, I think, if we're counting at home, which. You might be. The Gemara in Daf Ches, we spoke about this a lot, the Chavite Kohen Gadol. The Chavite Kohen Gadol, the Gemara has a whole Shakmataya that we spoke about a lot, Rabbi spoke about a lot, about when can you split the Mincha, at what point. I won't quote the Gemara, but the Gemara has a Pasuk, Mincha Machtzisisa, Darshan's a Pasuk, And the Gemara, last line, thinks that the drasha of Mincha Machsis is going on that Havia Shalom Mitoch Beisav. You have to bring the Mincha from the Kohen's house as entire entity. A discussion in the post exactly what that means, but it has to be one entity, and then later, if you Machsis, you can split into two separate entities. So there's always a Parsha Diak in his book that I pack about this. He was Machsis, so he also had the same honor. So I was just... Was it Pashut that the drasha, the Pashut's calling this item a mincha already? Right? It has what we call a shei mincha, and the drasha is going on from when the item only had kedushas damim. It's in its raw state, meaning it's just flour, just oil, from the Kohen's house, and the Gemara is already calling that a mincha. And there's a drasha as to exactly when the kedusha could be chal, has to be in one entity. Meichi Tesi, that's something, this item that just had kedushas damim, that's just raw material. In no way is it reminiscent of the eventual mincha. It doesn't have to go if it's not mixed together. It's just raw material. That's already called a mincha. That a drasha should be chal on that. I wasn't sure if that was so pashut. And a related issue, is this discussion in the Rishonim as to is the hava misof beso, is the bringing it, the chal, part of the process of the mincha. Right? The Gemara in the Kiddushim Amin Vav speaks about the different process. Smicha, stufa, gasha, kmitza, chulei. So the Gemara says all those have to be nogim be'anashim v'lo b'nashim. They all have to be with a male. So the Gemara says, where do we know kmitzos? Says Gemara, kmitzos dechsiv ve'aviel b'nei Aron rekomet b'nei Aron v'lo b'nos Aron. The Gemara says, Joshua ve'aviel b'nei Aron dafkin v'lo b'nos Aron. So the Ritva there, source 12, quotes from Ben Chanano. He asks, Hitcher Ben Chanano, the Gasha called them kmitzos, he ve'heich amin b'nachos kmitz ve'elech mitzah kuhuna, av akon kmitzos k'sher b'zar. Right, he asked the Gemara by us, I think Ches or Tes. The Gemara us says that Kemitza Me'elech has to be with a Kohen. So he says, one second, if we have a Drasha that's going on already from the Hagasha, that has to be B'nei Aron V'lo B'nos Aron. So the Chor is a very simple Drasha, B'nei Aron V'lo Zar. So why is that Gemara sorry? Only Kemitza Me'elech is a mitzvah B'kuhuna. I have a drasha of Befeish and Kedushin that should bring that back at least to the Hagasha. So he says, V'teves Zechiyam Rin and Hasim Kemitza Ve'elch Mitza Kuhuna Labcho Dichta Dichsi Ba'Kemitza. It's not talking about every situation. Kemitza She'osa Parsha She'em Ba'Hagasha B'nei Aron V'limin She'ava'o B'li Levi Yitziku B'Bailim. The Ritva says, the Ramban has the same Lashon, that the Hava'o B'li Levi Yitziku can be done by Zar in the case of the Gemara in Menachos by us. So people point out the ritual puts in hava there, where meich tesi that hava was bechalal the seder of the mincha at all. But the brace insulted to speak about mevi misoch beso, but was that just a practical point? You know, just setting the scenery. He comes from his house with his stuff in his kli. According to the ritual, it seems like there's some status, there's some element of the karv mincha that starts all the way from the hava, from the mevi misoch beso. I think that's also mashma from the Gemara in Menachos we just quoted. So l'chor, again, it's mashma that there's a shei mincha, there's a seder hakrova that starts at the hava, part of the formal seder hakrova, but part of the seder mincha starts at the hava, while this item only has kedushas damim, right? There's no kedushas to go. If we just have kedushas damim, it already has a mincha, called a mincha for the drasha, the gemara to make a drasha on it, and it already has a din of hava that might be possible bezar, theoretically in certain situations, right? Interesting. Good? Clear? Okay, now let's...
So you're basically showing two different things so far, although they might be related, right? One is that the earlier status of Kedushas Damim itself is considered part of the process, and the other is here and there to try to show something even more Mechudash, and that is that even at later stages, the origin of Kedushas Damim remains relevant.
Yeah, right. Those two could be separate. Yeah. I think they're related, but Okay, good. Now let's get a little more complicated or fundamental. Now we're going to be talking about more about the carbon mincha, even after it has this kedushas haguf state. I guess Rebbe just said it, I didn't. But I think that might have been why I meant more of a surface level versus more of a fundamental level, right? You could have just said, okay, so it's still called a mincha because it will become a mincha, it might one day develop into a mincha, and therefore the fact that now it's kedushas dam, but it has an inevitable state that will be a carbon mincha. Now we'll discuss a little bit more. Once it's actually a mincha, we still might be referencing back to this kedusha dam. Yeah.
I don't know if you're going to get to this, but did you see anyone who discussed or what the din is? Is there an ism chilutz between once it has kedusha dam and kedusha sukkah?
I look into it. There's a fifth parak cover, so.
Yeah. Well, I wonder.
If you find some, let me know. Bichaldim was on my radar screen. Okay. This might get.
Earlier, if this hasn't around when he was a Kiddush Kli, they bring Raya, there had to have been a
Mitzvah.
There had to have been something already, otherwise what happened to be a Mitzvah?
Wait, in the Yisarim? Oh, the Yisarim had to...
Yeah, the Yisarim at some earlier stages, otherwise it happened to be a Mitzvah. It's just either reversible or... I mean, from the home, if it's not an egg, it happened to be really over on Kol Ma'aseh.
Oh, and that's all before
Kiddush Kli. So if it is before Kiddush Kli, the discussion, I think some of those again have been around when there is Kiddush Kli.
So if any of those,
but some would bring Raya.
I'll call my CFP if any of it would be before it was Kiddush Kli.
It happened.
The Gemara also there says if you hold Yavish logic for Piskach inside the Kli was Piskach for Yavish things, so then there's no Sechimuts for Lechem Apani. And the Raya is Kedusha's Gami, you don't have Kedusha's Haragul.
That's a Raya in the other direction.
That's Mashma that.
There's no
Kedusha's Kli.
Right, I'm saying. Oh, I thought Raya was saying that if there could be, if you could be a Chayav al Kol Ma'aseh Yachid before there's Kedusha's Kli, then obviously there's
no. No, there was Kedusha's Kli.
Then there was. Oh, I thought you were saying the other.
I mean, you had to have Raya had Kedusha's Kli, otherwise, why is there any? Yeah, okay. Good. We should look there. Good. Okay, now let's speak a little bit of the Rambam. The sugya of Mi'ilah from Mi'ilah, seemingly unrelated, so stick with it for a little bit, but hopefully we'll tie it back in. If you get lost a little bit, try not to, because it will become relevant, I promise. I hope. Can't promise. Says the Mishnah, right? This Mishnah discusses Mi'ilah from Mi'ilah. The Mishnah says, Ein Mi'ilah from Mi'ilah, Ein Mo'ilah from Mo'ilah, Bim Doshin, El Behem of Klisharit Bavad. Right? If someone is over on Mi'ilah, is someone over on Mi'ilah with an item, with Hektish, the subsequent, if someone later uses the same item, so there is mi'ilah chamila, says the Mishnah, in klisharis and a behema. Ketzad, what's the case? Racha behema, bachavevracha, everyone rides on the same animal. Kulamanu, there's mi'ilah chamila, they're all over. Shasa, bekosha zahav, uba, chavev shasa, bachavev shasa, kulamalu, if they all use the same klisharis, there's mi'ilah chamila. Tashman, chaptas, bachavev tash, bachavev talash, kulamalu. Good, that's the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, it's machlokes, my masnisin, who's our Mishnah go like? Rem Nechemi, he goes like a Bechim, Tani, Ein Mo'el Achmil, Ein Mo'el Achar Mo'el, Elo Behem Belvad. Tanakama holds that there's only Mi'il Achmil by Behema, not by Klisharis, distinction between Behema and Klisharis. Rem Nechemi, Yom Behema Vi Klisharis, my Tanakama, Ksavar, beyond the Behema Ksiv, the Ksiv, by an Osham, that there's Mi'il Achmil. So it's exerts a cost of by Behema, says the Tanakama. Rem Nechemi, Yom Melecha, Kavachomer, Im, Acherim, maybe like Dushasan, who asked my culture king. Rav Nechemi thinks it's a Kavachomer. If I put something into Klisharis, it has Kedusha. So it itself, I'm not sure exactly what it's for, it itself has enough Kedusha. Its Kedusha is strong enough that it shouldn't be Paka, that it should have Mila Acher Mila. Rashi might help us exactly what this far is. But we have a Machlokes, because Rav Nechemi thinks that you have Klisharis and Behema. Klisharis is a Kavachomer. Behema, the Chorhe Gris, the Tanakama is Exerz Kosov. And the Tanakama is just Behema because of Exerz Kosov. Look at Rashi. How does he explain the Indian of Mila Chamila? Rashi says, "Honey, lav the dam kam." Skip to the bold, I think. Yeah. V'chein shasa echa bekoshal zahav. I feel if chesuf upigmu kevan tekdushas hagufi lo kedushas damim. V'lav paka kaimi adayim koy l'sherus v'yesh bo malachamol. Says Rashi that the Mishnah is talking about in Yonim things that have kedushas haguf, not kedushas damim, and anything that has kedushas haguf, once you use it, the kedusha is not paka. And therefore, it still has its Kedusha, and then the next person who subsequently uses it can be over on Mi'ilah equally to the first person. So for Rashi, this entire mission of Chorot, it's just a question of, does the item have Kedusha to go for not? If it has Kedusha to go for, there's Mi'ilah for Mi'ilah. If not, then not. Good. Look at Tosos, verse 15. Skip to the bold, the bottom. Tosos has a different svar in the Gemara. Rav Nechemi Omer, Nechemi Omer l'cho kav v'chomer, in l'achir mevi'il Kedusha, perish. Shakli Sharis Mikadish Mishabisoho, who atmo lokoshkin perish, shall yatsu the chulin idem ila. Avamikomakum, this is the part for our purposes, Avamikomakum moda, the yeshlo pidyun, elegab mi ila shiny mishum kavachomer, le impidin shemlo shay chai kavachomer. Right? What Tosis is saying, think is that the question of Mila Achamila is not Tola in the question of Yesh L'Pinyon or Ein L'Pinyon. It's not Tola in the question of does the item have Kedushas HaGuf or not. There's a separate Kal V'Chomer by Kli Sharis, meaning the Kli Sharis, theoretically, at least in a theoretical world, there could have been Mila Achamila even if it didn't have Kedushas HaGuf based on the Kal V'Chomer alone. Right? Is that clear? Getting a lot of blank stares. No? Say again. Right? Rashi understands the Mishnah saying the whole din of Mi'ilah HaChamila is a question of Kedushas HaGuf. If something has Kedushas HaGuf, then after you're over on Mi'ilah once, the Kedushas now pluck out, and the person can be over on Mi'ilah a second time. So for Rashi, the entire question is, if it has Kedushas HaGuf, then the Kedushas now pluck out, you're going to be over on Mi'ilah again. Tosfos is saying that the Kal V'Chomer, which Nechemya brings, to include the Kli Sharis, didn't have to be contingent on the item having Kedushas HaGuf. Right? The Kal V'Chomer could have been standalone from the item having Kedushas HaGuf. I mean, there could have been Mi'ilah Achar Mi'ilah, base of a Kal V'Chomer from Kli Sharis, that wasn't dependent on a Kli Sharis being Kedushas HaGuf. Kli Sharis is Kedushas HaGuf, but that wasn't the driving factor behind the din of Mi'ilah Achar Mi'ilah. Is that better? Clear? Good. What?
Is Mi'ilah Kedushas Damim in general, or Kedushas HaGuf?
It's just not Yotzei L'Chulin.
Has
pidyon. Good. So that's Machlokes Rashi Tosfos. The Rambam is very mechudash here. Mefarshim, starting with the Ravid, are very bothered. Dalenheim, we'll read that all. Sorry. Ve'emo achamil b'mkdashim. Says the Rambam, l'chor quoting our Gemara. Emo achamil b'mkdashim, ella, we're in Surah 16, sorry. So the rabbis are going to point this out already, but it should stand out. Ram does not say Kli Sharis, Ram says Kli Tashnish. So what's the difference? Ketzad, says the Rambam, what is the case of Mila Chamila? Bako Bekordim Shel Hektish, Venem Bepruta, Upagambo, Chavero, Bako Bo Venena Upagambo, Kula Malu. If they all use it and it's Pagam, then they all have Mila, it's Mila Chamila. Noto Akordim, Venosla Chavero, Humal. If they just hand it one to the second, they're not pogam in the Kedusha, so then there is no Mila Achamila. Shasa Koshel Zahav, now the Chor is what the Ram means when he says Kli Tashmish. Shasa Koshel Zahav, Venena, Bepruto, Vachver, Vashasa, Venena, Vachver, Vashasa, Venena, Kula Malu. Nota Hakos, Venasa Lachver, Matana, Omarcha Humal, Vachver Lomal. Okay. Rachav Agabi Chamor, again, the Ram will point this out, but the Chor Chamor cannot have Kedusha Saguf, right? Tummy animal. So, what in the world is the Rambam putting in chamor here? Rambam's going to point that out. Nasan chamor lechaver matana, omachar oskiro, humal lechaver lamal, vechin hamashal kordim chahakdish, humal lefi tovas hanashabo, vechir mutter levakabo lechatchil vuadin lebehema. Says the Ravid, Omer Vram, bechol ze yotze michal mishnasenu, veta achar tosefta. The Ravid thinks that the Rambam completely ignored our Mishnah and took up a Tosefta instead. He aimed a Mishnah saying the behemoth of Kli Sharis, right? Our Mishnah only tells us that it's Mila Chamila, behemoth of Kli Sharis. B'vad the behemoth to me, but don't mean the Kli Sharis. Right? We're talking about a Kaddish behemoth, not a Chamor. Chamor has no Kedushas HaGuf. V'um ipnei shematzei Tosefta, baku kornei v'achareo, baku bo, shnei malu, shnei shin haloshin, v'kosov, behemoth of Kli Tashmish, right? He took up right, he found a Braisa, and he borrowed the Loshin from the Braisa, but there's a big difference. Upesh behemu chamor, v'ein lo behemu t'mimu l'mizbech, to mid kli sharis shen, l'mizbech, v'ein lam pidyon, v'al kli ham dashim in harisha nena, v'al pagam mishu v'ein mal. Fine. He's also bothered the change the lashon from kli tashmish to kli sharis. Good? So, look over the Rambam is mavur, I think, that at least in a certain sense, there is the possibility to have mi'ila after mi'ila by Kedushas Damim. Right? A chamor has no Kedushas Aguf, and he's saying there is, at least in certain parameters of cases, there would be mi'ila after mi'ila. But fair is not like Rashi. Good. Halacha hey. Behema kot shehem is beyach eno kein. Ele yesh bo mi'ila achar mi'ila mo'ol achar mo'ol ad kama pamim. Ketzad. What's the case? Talosh min achatos. V'ochver v'talosh v'ochver v'talosh. Kula ma'olu. V'chim nos l'chaver v'chaver l'chaver. Kula ma'olu. Right? Says the Rambam, a behema kot shehem is beyach is different than halacha dalet in the fact even just giving it one person to the next, there'll be mi'ila achar mi'ila. And this is bolded for a reason. I mean, every yearly is inherently bolded. The yearly should din, hamanachos va'ofos va'nesachim u'klisharis k'din behema shukulam k'dushay gofein. The silence in the room is deafening. No. Right? The Ram, just astonishing Ram, I think. The Ram puts in the yearly, he has klisharis in that list. Klisharis was a Beferish Mishnah, or right? The Ram says Behemoth is Milah Famila in every case. The Yirali, the Ram tells us, I'm telling you a chiddush that Klisharis, Menachos, Ophus, and Sachim are the same thing as a Behemoth. Klisharis was a Beferish Tanach, right? Our Gemara, our Mishnah told us Klisharis. So what's the Ram adding it as a Yirali? And then, further surprising, where does he get Menachos, Ophus, and Sachim? Our Gemara seemingly had none of that. Clear? Ish? Yeah, good. Getting nods. Okay, good. Let's look at the rabbi here. Omravam dezelo nimsa lo yuson shematz betosefta not a pruta shahektish or mizay shili. Believe out this rabbi. Good. That's the issue in the Rambam. I'm not sure I have a clear halach in the Rambam, but at least I think beginning of something to say, or I think at least what comes out for the Rambam is the Rambam tells you that yirali should din hamenachas where also was nesachim the klisharis. Kibbehema, kidim behema, shikulam kedushas agufin. Right? So Yaakov just told me the Yerali in the Rambam is coming to add menachos, ofos, and nesachim. That would be the simple thing to say. That was in Befesh in the Gemara. The Gemara only had kli shares and behema. The Rambam's coming to me mostly if these other cases, ofos, and nesachim, and menachos. The issue which we explained already, so then what's kli shares doing in the Yerali? Right? Kli shares was a very Befesh. So I think, again, it's, it doesn't deal with all the issues in the Rambam, but I think at least the derech is that the Rambam is distinguishing between two types of Kedushas HaGuf. The Rambam is describing there's something called a Behema Kachem Mizbeach. That's bona fide, you know, Platonic ideal of Kedushas HaGuf. You don't get better than that. It is the epitome of Kedushas HaGuf. It's that is the baseline. The Rambam says, on top of that, Yiroi Li, that there's these three other categories, Menachos, Ophos, and Sachim, Klisharis, four other categories, that even though they have Kedushas HaGuf, their Kedushas HaGuf is fundamentally different than the Kedushas HaGuf of a Behema, and yet still there's Mila after Mila. So I clearly say it again, right? Behema is the epitome Kedushas HaGuf. That is undoubtedly Kedushas HaGuf. These other categories of Menachos, Ophos, and Sachim, Klisharis, even though they have Kedushas HaGuf, there's no arguing that, says the Rambam, the Kedushas HaGuf is fundamentally different to the extent that I need a Yiroli, I need to tell you that they're included in the same category as a Behema. Right? Is that clear? So let's work on that a little bit. Why would Ophos be in that category? Let's get Menachos Kedanim, because it's the most exciting for us right now. Why would Ophos be in that category? There's just an interesting Rashi Mi'ilah, as I quoted. Rashi Mi'ilah says, Chatzos of Molim Bo Mishidashu Bepeh, right? When you makish Bepeh, Afilu Nem Me'u Chayim, Mi'chayim, Kigon Shemachar De'o Tzi L'chulim. At the core, when you makish an Oph Bepeh, has to be a Gof. Rashi seems to say, Im Nenu Mimenu Mi'chayim, Kigon Shemachar De'o Tzi L'chulim, that if we motzi the Oph L'chulim after you makish Bepeh, it's a Tamur Rashi, it's a bizarre Rashi. If it has Kedushas HaGuf, it has the Yotzei L'chulin. Bechlal, in the beginning of our Masechta, the Gemara sort of oscillates back and forth if Ophos are more doma to Zevach, more doma to Mincha, right? There's no Ba'mum by an Oph, there's only Chusa Ever. I am going to say it's not a secret right now, but I thought there might be some room at least to discuss the Kedushas HaGuf of an Oph being separate from that of a Behema. Good. Klisharis, we have Tosos already. Tosos in Mi'ilah, we already discussed, thought that the Kedushas HaGuf of the Klisharis wasn't the driving force of the Milah HaMilah, right? We had a separate Kavachomer. So the fact that there is Kedushas HaGuf by a Klisharis was not the motivating factor of the Milah HaMilah for Tosos, and could be the Rambam held the same. And I think it's Meduyuk, the fact that Ram clearly has Milah HaMilah by things that have Kedushas Damim and Halacha Dalet, right? Furthermore, we know that there's a din that the chinuch of the klisharis could be the same as when you actually use it, a little bit mechudash, what that is. The kedushas HaGuf of a klisharis might not be so bona fide, and for our purposes, the mincha efshir, Ram doesn't say this, but efshir, what I'm trying to tell you is that even though a mincha has kedushas HaGuf like anything else, its kedushas HaGuf is not the same thing as a behema. It had kedushas damim, and that status of a mincha of having kedushas damim wasn't just a, okay, I had kedushas damim, now it's kedushas HaGuf, thing as a behema. No, there's still some remnant, there's still some residual Kedushas Damim left in the Mincha, to the extent that I have to tell you, you really, that's Kedushas HaGuf.
It's still a question, I'm not sure if this goes across the board, I'm saying something about it. Is it the fact that it used to be Kedushas Damim in the early stage, the Koveya, or the fact that it couldn't be directly Kedushas HaGuf? That also might be.
I think the fact.
Directly. Right. Without the.
I think
is it the. Yeah. Remnant, you understand that?
No.
Yeah, no, go. No, I'm maybe about. Is it the remnant Kedushas Damim and the fact that continues to define? Is that the point, or is the point that this is something that doesn't have the capacity to receive Kedushas HaGuf directly, without it first going through the Kedusha. So this is the shiur, you know, Yud Vavresh of the Kedusha Stamin. I think those also might be two things at one time.
I think we discussed today, people quote the rabbi as saying that I thought the fact that I can't have Kedusha Stagof right away, it's a byproduct of the fact that they're interlinked, meaning it's lack of.
Right, I'm saying, right.
I don't think it's a Telzer
Chaki, right? I think it's a real one.
Right.
I
thought that they were connected to a certain thing, but Einatz is not here, so you can.
What?
Einatz is not here, so you can do that.
That's true.
Yeah, I hear. Yeah.
Well, you can never tell. He might
be. He asked for a recording, so if he has something to say, he'll chime in. I'll look it up.
I'm missing your point, but why are you assuming that there are two different types of Kedusha Stagof as opposed to suggesting something different about these four things? Because
okay,
maybe I just don't understand what you mean by Dara Kedusha Stagof. Meaning, some fundamentally, there's a different type of Kedusha Stagof. Seems a lot. Or a chiddush are just saying it's all this dude's like off, and then there's a chiddush between all folks and all kinds of nothing.
Yeah, the main moving factor not to say that is just the Gemara links Behemoth and Klisharis very smoothly here. Meaning, the Ram has to distinguish between Klisharis and Behemoth artificially. The Gemara doesn't.
No, I understand the problem with the Rambam.
Right.
I agree with that.
Meaning, but if you want to say that these four things are separate for a different reason, first of all, the Ram says, Nesha Kulam Kedusha Stagofein, and the Ram seems to link the Uriah Lee to their fact that.
That's not, I'm just saying, what's that phrase that, even for the Rambam, he's not saying the Uriah Lee that even this is a regular din of Kedusha Stagof, but there's something unique about these that you wouldn't. Meaning, even the Rashi that you're quoting for Kulam. So there's no phrase from Rashi that is, that qualitatively is different from Kedusha Stagof.
I don't think Rashi holds that, right?
As opposed to just saying, no, there's something different about an oath.
What would that mean? What would that be? Or
I don't know.
You have to put Oath, Nesachim, Mincha, and Klisharis in the same category.
In the Hanami, but let's say for you, so what's the difference between these two Kedusha Stagof? Meaning, some were to ask.
Oh, so we'll get there. That's the.
Oh, okay.
Meaning the.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. The,
sorry.
I
thought good for you saying the difference is that a Kedusha Stagof that needed to start as a Kedusha Stagof. Whichever of Rabbi Rosenzweig's two formulations,
right.
So I thought that.
That is a fundamental. No, that is what I'm saying, but I think Pashim's asking, like, why is that make a difference?
I mean, I understand that that's true. I'm saying.
Yeah. I think we'll get.
A and B doesn't mean that you have to say A and B means.
It's a weaker Kedusha Stagof because it's a less direct Kedusha Stagof because it went through a phase of Kedusha Stagof. So.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we'll get to.
Is one way of saying it.
I think we'll address your issue going forward. Right now, all we've established, let's just get our general roadmap here. Right now, all we're trying to establish, and hopefully I've shown a little bit, is that the Kedusha's Dhamim stage hasn't been thrown out to the wind. It's still present. Why that makes a difference and how that impacts the Mincha, hopefully, is what's coming next, or coming attractions, but always establishes that there is some sort of remnant Kedusha's Dhamim status that has not been completely replaced by Kedusha's Aguf, right? I think Shimi's question is, well, why would that make a difference? Has it impacted Kedusha's Aguf? Hopefully we'll get to all that, but yeah, good? Okay. Questions? Good so far? Good. Source 18. The Mishnah in Menachos, Nachavav. We have Machokas Tanaim. Do you need a Klisharis for Karb Mincha or not? Says the Mishnah, Shelo b'klisharis pasol, Reb Shem machshir, Feresh machalkes tanoim. Reb Shem thinks you can have a Mincha that's not a klisharis. We'll see exactly what that means. And Tanakam says, no, it's pasol without there being klisharis. Says the Rashi, source 17, Shelo b'klisharis, what klisharis are we talking about? Says Rashi, Shelo kadosh komit b'klisharis. We're talking about the second klisharis, the kmitza being put into klisharis. Why? The first klisharis, the mincha that was put into the original klisharis, that for sure we need, right? Otherwise, Rashi doesn't say this, but I assume we need. Otherwise, where's the kedushas aguf? Right? Where's it coming from? And we're talking about the second klisharis, because once the whole mincha has kedushas aguf, so then I take out my kemitza, so the kemitza has the remnant kedushas aguf from the mincha. So that's the machlokes in the Mishnah. Do you need Kedusha Stagof or not? Only on that. Do you need Klisharis or not? Only on that second Kemitza. But we'll see that's a Machlokes. The Ram Peish Mishnayis. Reb Shimon Omer. I saw people that want to say the Rambam's Lav Dafka based off of, you know, its translation. You could always say it on the Rambam, but I think it's pretty clear. You'll tell me what you think. Rav Shimon Omer, Shehik Shera, Vafilu Haisa Mincha Bechlala Shelo B'Kli Sharis, Vafilu Nosan Es HaKomet Shelo B'Kli Sharis. Right? I think the Rambam's pretty clear. The Shitas Rav Shimon is that the Mincha was never in the Kli Sharis. Not the first Kli Sharis, and the Kamitza also never saw the inside of the Kli Sharis. Yeah, I think it's pretty important in the Rambam. I saw people that say they want to, because of the translation, I don't know, they want to die. I don't know. I'm not sure if there's subject to a question here. But I think the Rambam's pretty clear that, I got the source that I want to quote, Amy Kalacha, Rabbi Lamb's grandfather. He quoted this Rambam, and the next source also, the Pharisee as well. He was very taken by these two sources. Rabbi Lamb's grandfather, apparently he's very close to him, he told me, so should be massacred here. I want to actually quote the source, when his favorite told me it was Bar Ilan. So I saw it there.
Yeah.
They had Bar Ilan, yeah. I also, it was a footnote, so they also have the footnotes on Bar Ilan, the Haaretz.
Oh.
That's where the thing came from, so they had their own. I just forgot to include them in the I want to include them in the question. But yeah, the Rabbi Lamb's grandfather quotes this on page 29. So just two Haaretz on this Rambam. Number one is just astounding. It's astonishing. According to the Rambam, there's a Deya in the Tanaim. We have a Tana that holds that Kor Mincha never has Kedushas Aguf. The Pashtus, right?
By the other way.
Yeah?
Could it be that it had Kedushas Aguf?
Originally?
Mela, is it?
Oh, Kedush Bepeh? From the Kedush Bepeh. Okay. Could be. Also, it would be a big Kedush. It would be a big Kedush. It would be useful either way for... Okay, so the way I thought, my simple understanding, was that the Kor Mincha never has Kedushas Aguf, right? It never sees the inside of Kli Sharis. The Kedush Pei only creates Kedush Damim. So you have a Mincha that's being Ola Agabim Mizbeach in the base of Mikdash with all the Dal Devodos that never had Kedush Aguf. It's just astounding, honestly. Right, Packer is saying that maybe the Kedush Pei gave a Kedush Aguf, which I think would be equally surprising. Or yeah, right. It would be surprising. We're called someone later. The Mikdash David has that Mahalach that sometimes Kedush Pei by Mincha might work for. We'll see later. But I just astounding, right? We have a Tana that says that you have something that's being Olam is Berech without Kedushas Aguf. Just shocking.
Well, you're still going to do Kemitza. So the Kemitza, even after Kedushas Aguf, Kemitza gives another level of Kedusha. So
but it has no Kiddush. It has no Kiddush B'Kli.
It's still a big Kiddush.
It has no Kiddush B'Kli, the Kemitza.
Right. But
you could say Derech Avoda. It might be another Mahav. Could be Derech Avoda. But that's not in the Rambam. Pasha's the Rambam is that it would never have.
Would you not say by the time it's gotten from his bed?
How? It's Kedusha comes from the Kli Sharis. Where is it?
The same way that Kemitza takes it from Kedushas Aguf to.
Kedushas Karmim. We'll get to that.
However you formulate it.
So we'll get to that, but it's also Rashi holds that by we'll come to it, Rashi holds that by Mincha that only happens by Nisib Kli Sharis. Pashas is because to add a level of Kedusha has to have a Kiddush. Right? Mm-hmm. By Zevach happens by Shkita.
Rashi holds Kemitza doesn't add anything?
Kemitza doesn't add Kedusha according to Rashi. No.
At least for Psu Yotzeh.
So I think Pashas is because you need to have a Kiddush in order to be most of Kedusha. So Kedushas Karmim by Zevach happens by Shkita. There's a Kiddush there, right? The Gemara says Befeish, that the Shechita is Kiddush, if not the Kibbutz Kabbalas Adam. But a Kemitza L'chora, there's no Kiddush, so unless you put in Kli Sharis.
Kedusha's Damim, you could say it's categorically different, but the statement that Kedusha can only be added if with a Kli Sharis isn't really true, because you can have Kedusha's Dham takes place by the Kli Sharis.
Kedusha's a gopher Dham. Talking about specifically Kedusha's
right, gopher. So we'll say that's a different... It wouldn't be 100% unprecedented to say that you could be most of Kedusha without Kli Sharis.
By Mincha, you could be most of Kedusha without a Kli Sharis?
I'm not saying you need to say it, but...
I think that would be unprecedented. Unless you take a Mahalach like Raipak or Kedusha Pei, which there's no precedent that I know of in the Gemara to Achram say, or you take the Derech Avod, which also the Achram say, which is a Kiddush, but just in terms of the process of the Karb Mincha, I think it's unprecedented to say that there should be Kedusha Aguf on a Mincha that doesn't involve a Kli Sharis, so, I think. Right? There's no indication of it. So for the Rambam, we're going to have Mincha. I saw Rabomo also, he wanted to be mosif on this, and it's a big Kiddush, but it's just interesting. He thought that the Machlokas in the Mishnah might have not been... I mean, he asked the following question. We know there's a din that Kli Sharis is matches only Midas. You have to be Das, it matches Kli Sharis. So he asks, what happens if I put my Mincha the first time in Kli Sharis, Shlomi Das? They do Kemitza, and put the Kemitza in the Kli Sharis, Shlomi Das. So is that Kosher apostle according to the Tanakhama? He suggests that potentially the whole machlok is in the Braisa, in the Mishnah, was never about unique Kiddush Kli Sharis. Does the Mincha have to see the inside of a Kli Sharis? Okay, so if I do a Shlomi Das, there's no Kiddush Kli Sharis, it's all the inside Kli Sharis, but Kuleyam is Kosher. Right? Maybe there doesn't have to be any Kiddush Kli Sharis Bechal. It's a big Kiddush. don't think you have to say that, but at least within the Ram, I think Reb Shimon is pretty clear. Unless you say Grab Packer, but again, we have another chesh down. Good? Good. Next source, along these lines. The Mishnah in Me'ilah. Mishnah in Me'ilah. Says the Mishnah, HaKomets V'alavona V'aktoz V'minchas Kohan V'minchas Ko Mashiach V'minchas Nesachim Molem B'hem Mishihukdushu Kitshu V'kli Huchshiru Lipso P'tulyom Chuskvam Uvelina. Right, so the Mishnah says there's an extra Kedusha that's added by Kiddush Kli Sharis. We expect that. The question is, which Kiddush Kli Sharis are we talking about? Anytime you say Kiddush Kli Sharis, you have to ask yourself now. Which one? The first one or the second one? So says the Tiferes Yisrael in the Yachin, Kitshu V'kli Lo Kaya Komets. We're talking about the second Nisim B'Kli Sharis. Sorry, the first Nisim B'Kli Sharis, because the second one, even if I don't do the Kmitin and Kli Sharis, I already have the Kiddush from the original Mincha. So we're not talking about that first Kiddush B'Kli Sharis of the Mincha, because that's when the Kiddush is a Guf is Chal. Fine. Says it very so in the Boaz. He quotes Tosos and Tosos Yomtif, Amnon. Luin mistafino lifin as deity, af la bosu darmin de komin chazar chakush klishar is kodin kmitza, chinkas the Rambam, ako ponim in lo kitcha, lo misla kmitza shach krach bahachin. Goes on to quote a bunch of proofs, we won't go through them, but I mean, again, af a pekin, in lo kitcha, lo misla kmitza shach bahachin, says the Tiferes Yisrael, Pshan the Mishnah is not going on the first kmitza, on the first kitcha b'klishar is, it's going on the second one, meaning if I never put my mincha in the klisharis, and I only have the kiddush klisharis of the kmitza afterwards, the kmitza is not possible aydekach. So what we're having here now, so I'll get to you in a second. We're having now is the according to phrase so shot in the Mishnah is that the mincha, the entirety of the mincha, never has kiddush klisharis or doesn't need kiddush klisharis as long as the kmitza alone has kiddush klisharis. Surprising alone, I think, that you have the rest of the mincha never has kiddush klisharis, never has kiddush saguf lechora. But even more surprising, I think dafka by mincha, it's even more surprising. We have a din on daftes, maraz machlokas, how connected the shirayim are to the kmitza itself. According to one day of the Gemara, if the shirayim are chaser anything, after you do the kmitza, the whole karma is possible, you can't do the kmitza. And according to Mandoma, that's not possible, you can't eat the shirayim. Right? By zevach, that's not true. By zevach, as long as you just have a kezias of basar and dam, depending on the karban, so then you could be, do the vos adam. It's very surprising, right? If I have any chisar in the shirayim of a mincha, I can't do the kmitza according to one mandama. The chor by you see needs more fleshing out. But the chor you see the connection between the shirayim and the kmitza by carbon mincha is more interconnected than the basar and the dam, right? And therefore, for the Tiferes Yisrael to say that if these shirayim were chasar anything, we would pass the kmitza according to one day. But if they don't have kedushas on guf, that's fine. Don't worry about it. Pretty shocking, I think. They can't be chaser, but they don't need kedushas aguf. One could have kedushas dam, one could have kedushas aguf. I think that's.
I could be misremembering if I was wrong. Doesn't the Gemara on that test equate it to zevach? Gemara says according to Rabbi Eliezer, everyone really can be
back. But there is a chilek ledin. Ledina.
Whether Rabbi Yeshua, they're just arguing whether Rabbi Yeshua is false as long as it's about a case where it's neshtayah at all.
Right, but the din is different. Meaning by zevach, all you need is a kezias of the baser. By mincha, according to that same day, you would need the entire mincha if it was chasar anything.
Oh, so
The Gemara does compare it. The Gemara does compare it, but
I thought the Gemara said only Rabbi Yeshua says you're not makdir, you're not makriv, you're not zorik the dam if there's no basar. And then the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is where it was Rabbi Yeshua only talking about a case where it was all chasar, or even when you have shirayim left.
No, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. I think if there's anything that's faster, so then.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm just wondering.
Yeah.
For this approach of Shikisarela from Master Shimon, so if it never had the first Klisharis, I just don't know. So what kind of mincha would it be? What is it? It's just flour right now, right?
No, I mean, you
never put in the Machlasar in the.
So you do. There's a chesh of the Rambam that's separate. The Rambam, you do the Bavila before you put into the Klisharis. The Chiddush of Gemara seems to say not like that,
right.
But it had blila already. It's already mixed together with the flour and the
little. It's just mincha solas by my definition, right? It can't be anything else.
Why?
It
just wasn't put into the klisharis.
Right. So
but you could do all the other avodas outside
of the klisharis. But I'm asking like this: if I was, let's say, if I was considered a mecheshes or something,
or a mathmas, so I wouldn't be able to. Even then, I would require the actual kedushah, so I'm not.
Why?
I may be misunderstanding, because then it would suffer from mathmas.
Because what?
I never put it into mathmas, right?
But it doesn't have to be kiddush. Like, the mathmas didn't have to give it a kiddush klisharis. You put into a klishar separate, that gives a klishar. But the whole question that we're not discussing, I didn't discuss at all, the whole question of the sarun, the chetzi sarun, did it have kish klisharis or not? Or if it was mukhshar to have klisharis, does that mean that I gave a kedusha to klisharis? So there might be three kedushas going on here. I'm not, I didn't want to discuss this. There might be three kedushas.
I put it in a klishol.
Yeah.
And then that would give it the shame.
And I do all the avodas with it. Now it's a minchah.
And then when I close it after the kmitzah.
And I do kmitzah, and I'll put kmitzah in klishol, or just keep it in my hand. Well, the Rambam is saying that it never had to be used to the goof.
Right.
Again, this underlying thing I haven't discussed at all, I don't plan to discuss it, but it just keeps coming up. The saron, right, you bring in the flour, you put in the saron. Some days say that that was mufshar for klisharis. Even if it was mufshar, if it was a klisharis, it's a discussion, if that was a kish klisharis. So there might be three kedushos here. There might be the saron. According to the Mishnah, not. I mean, according to the Mishnah, yeah. The Mishnah says only after klisharis, right? That's the Mishnah in Daf Kuf. Only once has once it's put into klisharis. No? And the Mishnah is in Ela.
I mean, you'd be saying after everything, you could still be plugged in that.
Right, all the way to the end. But isn't that just an outgrowth of the non-Kuf?
Unless it's the other way.
Right, and this is where Rebbe is. Rebbe has his own mouth about brewing, so... Yeah.
Also, just in terms of how we've been to Rabbi Shimon about Shlom Lishma, so like if somebody doesn't produce that good for Chal,
yeah, we'll get there. Okay. I think. Fine. Hopefully. Good so far. Okay. Hopefully, we'll move a little quicker. I mean, this is the main, you know, but can't say meat potatoes. Sure. Can't say meat potatoes. Everybody, mincha. So this is the main dough. This is. You don't need that for you. You're welcome.
Sure.
Time. Tip jar is open. You'll need. Good. Okay, a couple last sources in this section, and then we'll move on to another section next week. Hopefully, move quickly, quicker. Quicker is the word I use. Good. Chidushei Rashba, the Miuchas Rashba on Daf. Where is it? Memzayin Daf. Source 24. We good so far, everyone? Okay. This is all still, we're just trying to indicate Chidushas Damim being relevant here. Good. Source 24. Says the Rashba. He's discussing, I believe he's discussing the Mishnah Daf Kuf, right? Mishnah Daf Kuf, source 1. That's it. That speaks about the it's a different page for me. So it's one that speaks about Nisim B'Klisharis, then it Yesh Lopidion, Eno Pidion, so which Klisharis are we talking about? Again, anytime you see in the Gemara, you have to think to yourself now which one we're talking about. So it says in the Rashba, and you're the, so I'm going to say, La'acher Shikichu B'Kli, that's the one with La'acher Shikichu Komitz. So you start with Yushas Akli, Amin Chabisa, Acher Kichu Komitz, Avachada Yushbu, Aval Bechada Kedushas Kli, Yesh Lopidion. Says the Rashba, the mincha doesn't have a pidyon, has pidyon, or it doesn't have kedushas aguf, once you put the entire mincha into the first klisharis. Only once you do the kmitza, the mishnah, the pshat mishnah, daf kuf, is after you do kmitza, put the kmitza into klisharis, then it has kedushas aguf. The first nisina bit, klisharis didn't give a kedushas aguf, or at least it didn't have pidyon from that stage, right? Along the lines that we saw in the Tiferes Yisrael, mechudash, right? First mincha l'chor doesn't need klisharis, doesn't need kedushas aguf. Fine. The next source I want to discuss, the Meiri. These two sources we'll discuss together in a second, but the Meiri, I really don't know what to do with it. I'll quote it because, you know, the shock factor and it's relevant, but it's really astounding. The Meiri discusses the Mishnah in Me'ilah that we discussed in source 21. The Mishnah in Me'ilah says, Akomitz, and then V'chule, and then it says, Akomitz, V'am V'vona, V'ketaris, V'am Minchas Kohan, Minchas Kohan Mashiach, Minchas Kohan V'chule, Mishhikshu b'klishar is hukshuli possible to come to our mission? I think I am. Sorry, source four. Yeah, source four. Says the Mishnah Me'ilah, Hamnachos molehim mishhikshu, right? There's Me'ilah by Mincha after it has Kiddush. Kitshu b'kli hukshuli possible to y'all m'chusik avarim v'lina, right? And then the Mishnah says, Karif hakome itzchav l'mishum pigo. So the Me'ilah is bothered. What are the two distinct stages of the Mincha and the Kmitza? The Chor of the Mincha had Kiddush Klisharis, and the Kmitza didn't add anything. So why does the Mishnah have both the Mincha and the Kmitza? They're redundant. There's already Kiddush that go from the state of the Mincha. Says the Meiri, in the bold, V'shemet Omar, Komitz Mia Heichu Omer Lav Kiddush Kli, in Chulei, Val Karchach, Eino komi tel mitoch klisharis. Magishu bit klisharis. Achar kimon sheitir kimon sheis bar besota. Right. If it's coming from a klisharis and going to klisharis, so rei had kedushas that go from the first klisharis. So what's the second klisharis adding? Says the Ritva v'shema. I read slowly. Mishel tzio miklisharis harishon. When you take the kemitza out from the first klisharis, ad sheyakishen b'sheni lo kiddush. The Ritva seems to be saying is that the kedusha is paka in between the kemitza and the second klisharis. Meaning you have this item in kedushas in a klisharis as kedushas haguf. You do your kemitza. Somehow your kemitza is paka, the original kedushas haguf, and then you put it into the second klisharis, and now has kedushas haguf again, and that's the second kemitza that the Mishnah is talking about. I mean, it's just mind blowing. You know, the footnote asks there what kmitza is paka the kedusha. I don't know pshat,
but it's not paka, but it's not full since it's omega dayan, it's still mechusa kiddush. Maybe not paka, maybe it just doesn't.
Has an added kedusha, but not
it needs more. It'd be part of it isn't what it gets, whether it got what it got, but whether that's the final.
Yeah. Makes more sense.
Your father is Mishiotziyah.
Yeah, it sounds like maybe saying right. It sounds like Mishiotziyah Mikliyishar. So Rishon. It sounds like it's an intermediate stage, no? It sounds like something changes in between A and B.
It doesn't change, but this part, since it's obeyed for Kedusha.
But Mishiotziyah doesn't sound like it had something. Now you take it out. Mishiotziyah.
No, it doesn't sound like it lost it. It sounds like it.
You're just adding the remorse at the end.
This part is Mechusa Kiddush. In general, that's a question. If you have a kiddush, but there's a kiddush lachra,
so what's the first kiddush?
Even if it's on the paka.
Okay. The fundamental thing understands that, but here we just read.
And so there's paka.
Yeah, the fundamental says that paka and sarkin and hybrid paka. Rabbi doesn't
think that. You're not seeing the line.
I
didn't say paka, it says hachi, hachi.
Right, I assume the mimidai is
mechusar.
But he sounds like he's being told on the taking it out. I mean, something changed once you took it out.
Before he took it out.
You're just being mosif once you put it into the second klishar. He seems to say taking it out had something to do with it. We should see what klishar is.
That's the kmitza.
But that first, the hotzi
thing. That's what's kovei, that it's that part only is only the kiddushin.
It's really mishotzi was one stage and pulling into the second one that actually gives its kiddushin.
Right. Or it completes its kiddushin.
The Gemara we quoted earlier, I forgot who the mayor, and you put it back in the same Kisharis also. I'm not sure if that.
Right.
Gemara is familiar that it would have Kisharis.
Yeah, the Torah's comments.
The Torah's comments.
Okay, so I went to these last two sources, the Rashba and the Miri, Rebbe's Pshat, you know, a little different, but at least the footnote, Pashas, the footnote understands, I think, would be that. Again, if it's a linear thing here, so then I had a flip-flop of Kedusha, and the first Mincha, the first Nisim Klisharis, gives no Kedusha's Guf, then it'd be very linear. We're trying to get this item to have Kedusha's Guf. That's our option. That's our goal. Kedusha's Damim was irrelevant. It was just a Havamina. Once it has Kedusha's Guf, what's this whole ping-ponging and flipping back? If Kedusha's Damim was somehow a relevant stage even after it's Kedusha's Guf, so then there might be more room to... There's reverting back to stages, there's... One kiddush not doing something, second kiddush doing something, second kiddush might have an impact on the first kiddush, right? It's more, much more fluid. Good? Okay, the last thing I want to discuss on this topic, then we'll move on, is the question of a bama. Says the Mishnah in Zvachim. The Mishnah discusses, can you have a mincha for a ben noach? Says in bold, ma bein bamas yachid, the bamas tzibor, smichas shchitas tzafon matan sav tznufa gasher, b'gudom ein mincha b'bama, I quote the Gemara, Gemara says that's a machlokes, can a ben noach bring a mincha, can you have mincha mabama? V'chim gav big day sharis, v'kli sharis, v'ech nechol kule. Mishnah says that there's no kli sharis on the bama, and the machok is if you have a mincha b'chal on the bama. So says the Mikdash Dov in source 27, he has a question, hine, v'chim adam rin b'mnachos, the mincha b'nsachim kli sharis, ki mutashim b'kdush sagov, kol mechein yishlam arak, kdush sagdamu, yishlo ayin b'bama, the lefi kli sharis, the man da Amar, the Zachim Kufid Zayin, Yesh Mincha Babama. Right? The Chinesach, the man da Amar Sham Chule. So he's wondering, if I have a Bama that has no Klisharis, so where does the Mincha get Kedusha Sagof? There's no Klisharis, right? So he says, the Bama Kedar, Bama Miskad, Shem Kedusha Sagof. The Esher came in the Einzar Kedusha Klisharis, Kedusha Sagof, Kedusha Sagof, Kedusha Sagof, Kedusha Sagof, that's Rebbe, you're quoting, right? I think maybe that was where you're going. Came to Ein Sof Kli Sharis, Kedushas HaPemek Kedushim, Kedushas HaGuf Kmo Behema. So he wasn't rejected. That's a dot dot dot. But okay. Sorry, not to rain on your parade, but he rejected from the Rabbi Talmud. But he quotes this far. Maybe the Kedushas HaPeh is what gives the Kedushas HaGuf. That'd be a Bechilish. Rabbi's Chabur will hopefully discuss this. And then he gives a second answer. V'od Eshalom the Bavama V'od Atzim Mekadesh Kedushas HaGuf. Right, the Seder HaVod is Mekadesh the item with Kedushas HaGuf. We'll get back to this later. Okay, he gives two answers. Says the Grizz, discussing the same question. Picks up in the back. I think I saw this someone to. I don't remember someone say who. Says another source 28, the Grizz. He nek furnis the pact of the Bama, the Ainbo Klisharis, the Nachos Chasim Nisachim Shibob the Bama, the Magdishim Tush the Gof, Imai the Tush the Pel Chud, Nask Yosim Tush the Gof, again, same story, the Lobai Klisharis, Tush the Sinu. Oh, Kedushas Peshahem, he could call Kedushas Peh the Alma, Chain Rak Kedushas Domim, right? Does the Kedushas Peh give the Kedushas a go for not? He goes on to explain. Elevada de Gamba Bama, Kedushasam could call Kedushas Peh the Alma, She ain't a mock of the Sharm Hyperavasam. Says the Grizz, if you bring a Mincha on a Bama, it doesn't have Kedushas a go ever. It's just Kedushas Domim. The Kedushas Peh doesn't give Kedushas a go, it just gives Kedushas Domim. There's no Klisharis. All you have is Kedushas a go, all you have is Kedushas Domim. Shocking, right? We have an carbon that's being brought on a bamas yachid that doesn't ever have kedushas hagof, only has kedushas dami.
Healthy with the rishonim and the other.
Yeah. Good.
Why is that so shocking?
I mean, the Mishnah goes through the differences between bamas yachid and the mizbeach. Right?
And it doesn't mention that difference.
Doesn't mention that difference. The chorot carbon just brought in a different way or whatever. The fact that it shouldn't have kedushas hagof is. The klisharis, big day sharis, there might be differences in how it's done, but that's in kedusha shabbat. The chor, I thought would have been the same. Or otherwise, it won't be a question. Very simple. Okay, so it's kedusha done. That's all we got.
Bama is a very different parsha than being makir in the mishkan.
Obviously, could be. I think that was an option. You just see. I think the fact that they're bothered by the question indicates that they're trying to figure out where the kedusha is a goof here. Good. So I think now we're going to address some of what Shimi was talking about. But Adkan, what we've tried to indicate. Is the fact that there's some
That's what I was saying before.
When
the Mikdash David's idea is again this idea that the mechusar klisharis is the thing that is ma'akev the kedushas haper from being mekadesh kedushas hagaf.
Right.
And that's like a bit of a different twist.
Right. We'll quickly sort this later. What Rebbe's saying.
What Packer was saying before is a little bit different. That's you could have a mandamar who could think that in general there's no difference between. I think it's true. So there's no difference between zvachim and menachos.
Moving in that direction.
What?
Yeah, more in that direction.
Yeah, but the what he's saying in the case of Bama is that klisharis that since there's no din of klisharis, it's not like mechusar klisharis,
right.
And therefore there's no reason to. But in light of that, what you're really saying is.
That doesn't work because
of the stage. Well, is there a din that you can't get straight to Kedushas HaGuf? Is that the idea without Kedushas Tamin? Is there a din that you need Kedushas Tamin because you need Kedushas Tamin because it's part of the Hagdara?
Yeah.
Or is there a third din, and that is that the absence, you need a Klisharis, and the absence of Klisharis is not
just
get a Kedushas Ped from having that will and so forth.
I'll skip to just a very fun right now. But the Rashba, I think, says that. Look at source 43. The Rishon discussed the question, why doesn't have Kedushas HaPeh, why doesn't Kedushas go through Kedushas HaPeh? So the Rashi, I think, said that Rebbe sent, source 43, page 9, the double-sided defense. So I think he says, he discusses this question, why doesn't have Kedushas HaGuf? He says, because it has a din of Klisharis. Once it has a din of Klisharis, how could it have Kedushas HaGuf?
It needs a Klisharis.
Right. So I was a little bit surprised by the Rashi, with the fact, okay, so Hadra Kusha Dufla, so I think we're already saying, but it explains a lot, right? I mean, just it precludes the Kusha from happening earlier, but the fact that it's going
to. And you still have to explain conceptually, like, why is it, what's the charm of
the Klisharis?
So Klisharis, I think that would be also.
Yeah.
Doesn't that presuppose that, in theory, that the Mincha could be a card, could be like Zerah without.
Yeah. If it was
it works in the direction, it works in the same direction that the Mincha could be a Zerah anyway.
Right.
Right.
That, but again, it could also be still the need for klisharis might also go to the heart of what
all things being equal, when it's possible, but it is a
conference.
But it wouldn't be the inability to, you know, it wouldn't be directly because of the ineffectiveness of conscious matter or the inability to create conscious subject directly. It would have to be reflected by the chatchila, connection between the book and the chakras.
But so other than that, in theory, a mincha is right to be brought.
Yeah.
That would also explain why you could have the shame mincha, because it's almost like there's a latent condition that goes between the expresses.
In the
already from Kedushas Peh.
Yeah.
The Gemara that you quoted from that
text,
that would fit very well.
Right.
Good. So, perfect segue about what is the inherent nature of the Klisharis, hopefully that's the next part of the Chabur. Page 7, Kedushas Klisharis. But just before we forget this, we've established, or at least tried to establish, or indicate that there's some remnant, lingering Kedushas Damim in the Karban Mincha. So what, I think Shimi's question, what exactly would that entail? What does that mean? Why would that be true? So what I want to present potentially is the idea that perhaps the part, the sort of Karban Mincha, and we'll see this as we go forward, the sort of Karban Mincha, if I had to ask, what is the definition of a Karban Mincha? So my definition would be the process of taking an item from Chulin through Kedushas Dam to Kedushas Aguf to eventually being Ola Gabim Zberach. Meaning, the definition of a Karban Mincha is this talich, is this process that takes you from flour, from raw material that has Kedushas Dam, all the way to being Ola Gabim Zberach. Lafuke Zevach, that once a Makdishit of Peh, so in essence, the definition of this item has now become something that's Kodesh Lashem, and it's Ola Gabim Zberach. The Mincha, that wasn't true. If a Makdishit of Peh doesn't have that Kedushas Aguf, and it's only al-yidei the talich, the process of the hakrava, the seder hakrava, which gives it its eventual kedusha to the gof, which allows it to be makriv agam mizbeach. And I think the next issue that we want to go to is the way in which that happens, the kish klisharis, which is what Rebbe was talking about, why would klisharis be fundamental to the process of mincha? So, say like this. Lechor, on the outset, you would have told me very pasha. If I asked you, is there a difference between kish klisharis and kish bepet? So I would have thought, both of them give the ayin Kedusha Zagof. Why should there be any fundamental inherent difference? Just two ways to get to Kedusha Zagof. One's either, one's prepared, one's bit klisharis. But what I want to suggest, and hopefully we'll try and show it a little bit, is that there's also a question of how is a klisharis makdish in general? There are two options. Number one would just be it's the airspace of a container. You put raw material into this magical magician's hat, and it goes in one thing, it comes out a bunny, all of a sudden has Kedushas Aguf. That is a klisharis. The airspace transforms into bunnies or Kedushas Aguf, whichever, depending on the setting. Right? You could have understood it that way. There are Gemaras that seem to indicate it that way. The Gemara everyone's quoting about the Mincha taking out, put it back in. The Gemara tries to figure out it has to be inside the klisharis. The Afka can't be on overflow, right? It seems like somehow the inherent airspace of the, right? There's no fly zone. But the inherent airspace of the klisharis is not true. But what I want to suggest,
I don't see why that's necessarily an indication that the airspace is quote unquote magically being mekadesh it.
You don't have to call me so directly.
But it doesn't have anything to do with the klisharis unless it's inside. Like, what does it mean to be shy, right? And
fine.
The second thing is,
I like that much better.
If klisharis is only mekadesh midas, so then like Rashi's lashon on the top of Zion of the Aleph, which is why he explains why it doesn't matter which klisharis you put in it, is because it's the matan kli, which is mekadesh. Meaning, it's not like tumah, where like a chefza went through a halachic mitzvah transfers something from A to B. The matan kli is what's mekadesh.
Preaching to the choir. I agree.
Okay.
The second option, which I think it's not exactly what you're saying, but I think you might agree with it a little bit more, is that the klishar is only matish derech sheirus. That the klisharis is implement used al seder ha'avoda, and it's really, in a certain sense, similar to what we saw in Mikdash Shabbat by Bama, the seder ha'avoda really gives this item kedusha sagof, and the klisharis is sort of like the implement, or like, the home space where that seder ha'avoda takes place, and therefore the klisharis only becomes kalash derech ha'avoda, right? Derech sheiros, hopefully we'll show some indications of that. Really, it's the derech ha'avoda that gives the kedusha's klisharis. some indications of that. It seems esoteric now, but hopefully we'll go through this a little quicker. So, source one. There's a lot. I'm just going to go through some of the basic klalim of Kedushas Klisharis, and I think they, on their own, are Mavakish. That's Makish their Shayrus, but we'll hopefully explain along the way. Source number one. I left out the underline on the Gemara. Sorry. Source number one. Source start 29. The Gemara in Zvachim discusses Klisharis when he's only Makish Dov Heroi Lofi. Halach Makish is a lach. Means Yovish Makish is a Yovish. Inkli Halach Makish is a Yovish. Well, Yovish Makish is a lach. Right. You have to have the right material in the right kli, right? There's very specific. The kli has to fit the material. And the end of the Mishnah has the last line, V'kulam im mikdashim ele b'kodesh. Klishar is only makdash inside the base of mikdash, right? Derech she'eris. I'm interpreting derech she'eris. Only a roila, only the right material in the right kli, only in the mikdash. Source 30. This is the Gemara in Sota. The Gemara is trying to figure out how do you have the simchas b'shuevos, or how do they, on Shabbos, what do they do with the water? Because the Gemara is an issue, if they left in the klisharis from before Shabbos, it should be pasul bevina, right? So maybe Gemara would say, you should take the water in the klisharis, leave it overnight, and no problems. The Gemara says, no, you have a psulina. So Gemara says, because I say b'chol, the way you do the manshum, you do it the same way on Shabbos, you do a chol, v'amai, nesim mikdash, why don't you put in the klisharis from before Shabbos? And it should, and it'll sit there, so it says, Gemara, amiziri, kasavar ain't shir l'mayim. Right, there's no shear to the mayim, and therefore, right, Rashi explains, like Rashi, source 31, by nesim dashim, because saka daitach ain't klishas mekdashim gufa li pasa belina, emkein daishi kaji a kli, o im yesh rem yosim kashir ain't roi le kli, right? The Gemara thought that there's that klishar is only makdish kashir, it needs to have the right amount, and therefore, if I put in the wrong amount of water in the klishar, it won't be makdish, so I could do it from the night before, there wouldn't be no psulina, to which the Gemara answers, ain't shear mayim, any amount of water would count. The klala comes out from this Gemara that everyone quotes is klisharis emakish el mashir. So you need the right substance in the right place in the base of mikdash with the exact right amount. This is the Gemara everyone was quoting in source 32. Gemara Zvachim seems to imply that also, right? If you take out the kmitza, you need the exact amount to be put in. En klisharis emakish el mashir. Good. Source 33, Tosos. This Tosos quotes this quote by here, Asim Menachos also, I think, Dav Zayin, somewhere around there. It's not clear if Tosos klala maisa, but he quotes it. So we have the right place, the right amount, the right material, and as Tosos has to be at the right time. If you do Kiddush Klisharis, not at its proper time, if the carbon doesn't count for anything. Good. We'll skip the Temura, source 34. Good. Source 35, we'll discuss more in depth. So I think what you have from all these klalim, it's very clear, right? Klisharis is an implement that's used derech sheiros in the avodah of the Beis HaMikdash, and has very specific parameters. That parameters to what goes into it, when it goes in, where it goes in, what the shear is, what the substance is, right? It's machtish derech sheiros is a lashon we'll use. Source 35, the Gemara has a question. Nibaylu. Bay memar bar Rashi, hevchia demana v'dafkei l'komitz barisa demana mai. So, all the Rishonim try to figure out what that line means. Sorry, I'm not going to translate. Source 36 says Rashi, because it's just Machlokes Rishonim. Source 36 says Rashi, what does that mean? Arisa demana, kion shahayda the kli, base kibbol, mechurav kamoshi yish bakaros. Right? You have like a plate, like a bowl, turn upside down, there's like a indent, and you put the kmitza into that indent. So, klisharis is upside down. It says Tosos in Yuma, he's called Rashi from the bold. Same. Gemara, v'shem yishlomar, da'ave ha'im farish kan shehipucha kli ki kituna, v'nasa tochel bar tochel shaper mikadosh. I think Tosos thing like it's like a, you turn inside out or something. I don't know, some malleable kli that you can turn inside out. So the outside's now the outside, and your makdish on the inside, which was the outside, right? It's inside out, and that's what the ibaya of the Gemara is. Both those lechora would indicate more. We're talking about it's just a technical issue with the. Technicalities, practicalities, that was called. So the Rambam has a very different Rambam. Gemara says the Rambam, Psum Dashim Yud Aleph Chaf Hei, Hidbik HaKomi Sadofan HaKli V'Kamatz, O Shidduch HaKli, Al Yod V'Kamatz Sochem Pi V'Mato. I read over the best line quickly. O Shehapach HaKli Al Yodo V'Kamatz Misochel U'Pi V'Mato. Lo Yachter Yimintir Hortza. Right? The Rambam says the cases where you take the Klisharis and you just hold it upside down and you put the Kamitza inside while holding it upside down. Right?
You're doing the
kmitza,
right?
Yeah. I mean, but you're holding the kli upside down. Yeah. It's like that. I think it's pretty clear, right? The Rambam is his case is distinctly different from for the Rishon. For the Rishon, it's just a technical question of where is the Kamitza going. For the Rambam, it's the Seder Avodah, how you did. The Kli Sharis is in no way Lachor impacted. It's fully intact. You're putting in the right space. You're holding it. It's just the way you're holding it, the Derech Sharis of the Kli Sharis, which is the problem. Couple other quick points. Mikdash David.
Just to clarify, yeah. So we're not talking about creating Kedushas HaGuf through the Kli according to the Rambam. We're talking about doing the Kli.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not talking about the Kedushas HaGuf. I'm just talking about in what way is a Kli Sharis Makdish inside. I mean, the Kemitza does give it.
That's a din in the Kli Sharis and not a din in.
Well, because even the Kemitza, even had Kedushas HaGuf originally, it's still Makdish again. And that's Kedushas HaGuf, the Kli Sharis, it gives it another Kedusha. They might not change it, it might just be Kedushas HaGuf to Kedushas HaGuf, but the Kli Sharis is a second Kiddush.
I know, but that's when you put the Kli Sharis on, but that's not in the
act
of the Kli Sharis itself.
Oh, the Rambam, you're saying the Rambam thinking, yeah?
I'm doing the Kli Sharis this way. This is how you
doing.
Yeah?
No? Oh, the Kamat. Kamat with Pivot Sochel Malah. I hear you saying. Okay, could be.
Because the Risha is clearly that.
Yeah, it's weird. The Rambam changed cases because the Risha is exactly the same. Komit's taken from that case. Okay, here you are. They quote the source of this Rambam as that Gemara, but you're right, it does sound like he's talking about different cases. Okay, good. Shkaif, thank you for the hour. Fine.
Yeah.
Rashi and Tosas, I think, just using it to contrast to the Rambam. Rashi and Tosas are just, it's just a technical way in which the Kli is oriented, meaning the physical Kli is oriented, where the airspace is and where is the inside and where is the outside. For the Rambam, it's the Seder of which you did it. The Kli Sharis is fully intact, and you're just doing it in the backwards order and upside down. But Yoni's point might be surfing and looking to it. Good. Okay. The last point in this section that we'll discuss a little bit is we did already discuss the Mikdash David by Boma that thinks that the Seder HaVodah might replace the Kli Sharis. The Mikdash David has the same half by Karm Panev. The Lachem Panemi thinks that might be not the Tanur's Makdash, it's the Seder HaVodah. And here on source 39, he has it by the Vodas HaYom HaKippur. He's trying to figure out where is the Kiddush of the Ketores on Yom Kippurim. He says, goes through the sources why it's a problem. It's our home in the bowl. Gamkein, the chafinoson kedushas and bowls ke'echon, the chafina atma shehi avod mekdeshes kedushas agof. That the avoda of the Ketores is itself what gives the kedushas agof, and not the kishar. So, lechor, if you have a trend that the avoda is replacing the need for klisharis by Obama, by the Ketores Yom Kippur, by the Lechem Panim, Lechora, because somehow they're related, right? The Seder HaVodah, the Kli Sharis is Machdish in a way that the Seder HaVodah could have replaced it. So if I don't have a Kli Sharis, good, you have your Seder HaVodah. But if the two were completely unrelated, if the Kiddush of Kli Sharis was just something that happened in the airspace of the, and then nothing to do with the Derech Sharis, so in Lechora, I'm not sure why the Seder HaVodah would replace the Kli Sharis. Elamai, Lechora, the Kli Sharis is Machdish Seder al Derech HaVodah. And therefore, when you don't have a Kli Sharis, good, you have the Seder HaVodah itself. Good. So, discussing a little bit what Rebbe's talking about, why is the Kli Sharis so fundamental to Karban Mincha? I think what comes out is that by the way in which the Kli Sharis is makdish the Mincha is al derech avodah, right? As we discussed, the kedushas damim of the Mincha was relevant because the definition of a Mincha is something that's brought along a journey, it's brought along a process, and as we're pointing out from the way it becomes Kaddish, Ayde Kli Sharis, the Kli Sharis is Makdish it, Derech that same process, meaning it's Derech HaAvoda, right? The process of the Hakrava, of the Karban Mincha, is Hihi, that is what gives it its Kedushas HaGof, right? As opposed to a Zevach, where Lechora, the Kedushas HaPeh, gives it, the Kedushas HaGof that's given to the Zevach, Ayde Kish Pepeh, is Lechora, it's inherent to the item itself, right? This item now is inherently Kaddish with Kedushas HaGof. Lafuke, what I'm claiming, lafuke a mincha, that's kedusha doesn't come inherent to the item. It's not that I've asserted some inherent status called kedusha that goes onto this mincha. Rather, of taking it along a process, that process derech sheiros of the kli sharis, it started from kedushas damim, the ends of gavim mizbeach gives it kedusha zagof, and that kedusha zagof is not an inherent status of the mincha itself. Rather, it's an inherited status. It's something that was attained through the process. It's an asserted status. It's something that was added, that was mosif to the item afterwards, derech the process that it went through. Right? Is that clear? Right? We're claiming it's fundamentally different. And I think that will express itself in the next section. Again, we're going quicker, I think. In the next section, when we discuss Kedushas Karbon, this is what Meir was discussing in the Merkavas Mishnah. right? They're really, we so far discussed the Kedushas Adam and Kedushas HaGuf. Okay, so Mishnah Lev Lechron point out that there's really a third stage which is called Kedushas HaKarbon. And the Nafkamina that they all discuss, there's three Nafkamina for Kedushas HaKarbon is Lina, Yotze, and Chuskupan. That those things become, those things are psul at the stage where it's Kedushas HaKarbon. Right? That's the term, Kedushas HaKarbon. So the question is, by a Zevach, it's very clear when the carbon has Kedushas HaKarbon. There's no disputing that. That happens at, I think there's no disputing it. That happens at Shchita. Shas Shchita becomes Aser in Pso Yotze, Pso Lina. The Shchita gives it Pso Karbon. The Chort also makes a lot of sense, right? At the time of Shchita, the Gemara says it's a Kiddush. It would be Machdish, the Dam. The Dam is the thing that goes on the Mizbeth. That's the Seder Krava happens on the Dam, the Zrika and the Kabbalah. So when you're Mafrish, when you separate out the Chilek Gavoa, the Chilek that goes on the Mizbeth, namely the Dam, it comes through Kiddush, namely the Shchita. Now it has Kedushas HaKarbon, that's Pso Lina and Pso Yotze. Okay, clear? Nice and glot by Zevach, that is how it works. By Mincha, it's much more disputed. When is there Pso Yotze by Mincha? That's Machlokas Rashi Tosel. Says Rashi in Source 40. Yitzia Chutz La'azara. Rashi Tosel, Kederach Sheposa Kol Kachim Shekitshu Bikli Sharis, Shemitzu Nisan B'Yotze. Says Rashi, that the mincha has a psulina, sorry, has a psu yotze by kish klisharis. That's what I go to you, Mayor. Kish klisharis is when it's psu yotze. On the surface, I would think, part makes sense, right? The chore klisharis carbon has to happen in tandem with an extra kiddush, and the kiddush of klisharis is what gives it the klisharis carbon. Tosos is cholik though. Tosos says, source 41, this Tosos is quoted by us also, I think, on Daf Chesutes, but he adds in this far here in Zvachan, that's what I quoted from here. Tosa says, Pesha Kuntras Kedersha Poselas, Bechom Dashim Kitshu Bukli, Shimyotsu Nifson Beyotse. He argues, Vir Shalomar King, Elton, the first time, Mishum de Kivin de Parish, the Suche Mesach Taitimine, Mishum Kiddish Kli lo Mislo Beyotse, Midishlo Nasebo Avoda Adayim. No avoda is done for. He brings a bunch of sources and just skipping down all the way to the end. He's very clear that it happens Beshas the Kemitza. The Bedor given to Medusa's clean on Mitzvah Biyotze, Minchas Kahim, Chaviti Kongan, the Lesbe Kemitza, and then Mitzvah Biyotze, right? He thinks Psoyotze happens for Shas Kemitza. So I thought to be Medaik in Tosos, tell me what you think. I thought, if I were to tell you, there's a Shita that says that the Kemitza is the point where there is a Psoyotze, and I asked you to justify it, so Lachor, what I've told you is Doma the Shchita. Very simple, just as we just described, just like Shchita by a Zevach. Is where you're mechalik the part that goes agav mizbeach and mechalik the dam, and the shchita itself is a kiddush, as the Gemara says befeish. So the kiddush that comes in tandem with being mechalik the chelik of over the chelik that goes agav mizbeach that gives you the kapara is the point where the item attains kedushas karbon. So too, the Gemara explicitly compares kemitza to shchita. The kemitza is where you take out the part, the kemitza that's gonna go agav mizbeach. That's where the ikar of the karbon. That is where there should be a idea called Kedushas Karbon. So I would have thought. But Tosa doesn't say that. Tosa says the reason why the Kemitza is the operative point for Psuyotze is because Delo Nasa Shelo Nasabo Avoda Adayim. Well, what does a Kiddush Karbon have to do with the Avoda? It has to do with the Kiddush. And furthermore, Tosa is saying that it happens Bishas Kemitza. There is no extra Kiddush that happens Bishas Kemitza. Right? He didn't say it's Nesina B'Klisharis. It's when you do the Kemitza itself. So how am I being Mosef Kedushas Karbon? Is what I was saying, Yimeir. How many most of Kedushas Karbon that has extra psulim, psuliotze, without there being actually an added kiddush? The item has no more Kedushas HaGuf after the Kemitza. The item has no more, there is no more Kedusha on this item after the Kedushas Karbon, but now it has a psuliotze. Where does that come from? How's that possible?
Where is this
the first bolt on page 9.
But then you have the same phenomenon with the Chavitin and the Kaskali. Because that means our Avoda, therefore the Klisharis,
the mincha.
No, you could say you could give the same explanation. Yeah. You could say because the avoda is the mekadesh,
okay.
And there it's not the avoda anymore.
Okay.
It actually helps.
Okay.
But it also it fits in with the other things that we see. That you know, these aren't purely objective categories. The mechusar parts, you know, hold them back.
Okay.
Okay.
But yeah.
Plus, it is limiting this to yotze.
Lina, he thinks happens Kish Kishar. Yeah, Lina Mechus Kamar happens earlier. Yeah,
that. You think that's how he teaches it up, right? That's also the time of the third
some sort of Kishar.
Yeah.
Tchilas Kishar.
And I'm not sure what the chilek is between Yotze and Lina, because the Rambam has a chilek.
I'm sorry if you're doing.
No. I'm asking.
That's a good question.
It's an important point, and I'm not. As I was going through the show, I wasn't clear what the why you mechab between them and what the. Yeah. Okay. Good. So what's mevakish? I think both haros, appreciated. I think is that Tosafot telling you the Seder Avoda is somehow fundamental in what gives us Ayin Kedushas Karpa. Dafu Bayimint Bafuke. Zevach that happens at Shas Kiddush of the Shechita, somehow fundamentally the Mincha, it's the Seder Avoda, the Avoda of the Kemitza, which what gives it Kedushas Karban. And this is also the Markev's Mishnah, what Meir was quoting. This is like the primary source for Kedushas Karban. Everyone quotes this. So he tries to figure out within the Rambam when did these things happen. He thinks, source 42, V'edayin lo hichshru, and he'll take much closer to Tosos Tach Zav. Hey, he thinks it like Tosafot happens at the Shas Kemitza. In the end, Hechsher Lina, Lo Shayach Lina, but Kemach should be sown. The in Lina Ela be Carbon. The in Kemach, the in Hakemach Carbon. I've got the Kedushas, the Kalsh Kedushas Aguf. Adan Lochashu Kedushas Car. Sorry, Adan In Lochashu Carbon Mincha. Ad She Yase Gemar Melachto. The Hechsher is also Ad Shochshu Pasul Lina. Then he goes through each carbon. When is the Gemar Melachto in his Lashon, right? So actually, Paco, this might be along the lines of what you're saying, meaning, it's funny, the Marquez of Mishnah thinks that the Yotzei, Lina, and Mechuz HaKurim all go together as part of the Gemara Malacha. And that's how he understands Tosos. What? That's how he understands Tosos. He's passing like Tosos, and he thinks that's all called Gemara Malacha, even though it happens at different stages. Okay, yeah. But Marquez's Mishnah, I think, is clear, he's being called on Tosos, he thinks for the Rambam, that the Kedushas Karbon, the Gabe, the Psulin, and the Chusik Kaparim, happens at the Gemar Malacha. But a few bit taller, he goes through each one. But the Gemar Malacha, again, I think it's pretty clear, right? The Kedushas Karbon of a Mincha is associated with not an extra Kiddush, not with Kedushas, it's associated with the Malacha, right? Because as we're saying, keep on repeating, I think it's, Nikuda, that the Mincha is the process, it's the Talich, it's this process that goes from A to B, from Kedushas Dam, Kedushas Agof, all that happens al seder ha'avoda. It's part of the process, part of the talich. That process, kedushas damim, is a key part of that process. That's what we emphasize in kedushas damim because it highlights the process. The kiddush dafka happens ayde klisharis, because klisharis is makish derech sheiros, derech ha'avoda. And the kedushas karbon comes with gemar malacha al seder ha'avoda. It's not some separate kiddush like it is by a zevach, right? And we're saying that impacts the kedushas aguf. The zevach's kedushas aguf is internal, it's inherent, it's a statement in the item. The Minchas Kedushas Aguf was an asserted status that got derech levoda, derech the process that it went through. Good? Okay so far? Okay. We're almost done, promise. Okay. Not so bad yet. Maybe it's a real problem this clock works. I don't know where it does.
What?
When the clock works, it's a real problem.
Yeah.
The guilt is just enormous. We need some canon to work with it. Okay.
No, in this sense, why is if you're contrasting Mincha with Zevach, but in this sense, Mincha and Zevach are the same?
No, meaning the Zevach's Kedushas Karmen comes through the Kiddush of the Shechita, not the.
Why is Shechita any more a Kiddush than Shechita?
Well, and the Gemara says that. Gemara says that the Shechita is.
So why is it called Kmitza a Kiddush?
It's not. Meaning the Kiddush is the Klishar, it's the first one, the second one. I'm just saying.
Shechita could be with the. It's not focused, but it could be with the Klichot.
Well, some people say it needs to be klisharis, and the ones who say that, the Ramban says the chachil needs to be klisharis, not b'diavad, because he says, if you don't do the kish b'shas shchita with the klisharis, then I could do it with the kibbutz adam.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's the Ramban's svar. The Ram also thinks it's the chachil b'diavad, he doesn't say it's svar.
Wait, can you say one more time?
The Ramban thinks that the chachil, the knife needs to be klisharis, but b'diavad doesn't have to be. He says, why? Because l'chachil, you should do the kish by shchita. B'diavad, you don't do it by shchita, it happens b'shas kibbutz adam. I mean, it's a little bizarre, but.
That's the way they do understand that's what the Gemara means.
Yeah.
Shechita is the Makadish, right. As an avoda.
Yeah. I just thought emphasis is the Kiddush, is the Kiddush that's happening. And
right.
Meaning,
even then, it might be that a particular avoda is what you're saying, so it's the whole process.
Yeah. The Shechita itself as opposed to the Talmud. Okay, good. This next section. This next section is what we're speaking about, Rebbe. The Rishonim asked the question. The question Rishonim asked, Al Mefarshim, great. So we've established that there's no Kedushas Aguf by Kedush Pepeh, by Kedush Pepeh. Why? Why not? Fundamentally, why when I bring my Mincha, probably could have started like this, but I think it's better to put here. When I bring my minchayim, makdish bepeh, it only has kedushas damim. Why should that be? What precludes us from having kedushas aguf? So it's already quoted, but we could see it now. The Rashba thinks, because there's a separate din that you need kiddush klisharis. I won't be inside of you, sorry, already. But you need kiddush klisharis, and therefore if I need kiddush klisharis, somehow that precluded the kiddush bepeh having kedushas aguf. I didn't understand it, but Rebbe, it makes a lot of sense. Rebbe's claiming that, I mean, the fact that there was a later stage called klisharis that precludes the former stage from having kiddush, and I was asking, so what's fundamental klisharis? So after, based on what we're saying, it's because it's that process of the avoda that really accentuates what the mincha is, and therefore has to go through the avoda daka. But good. The Griz, in that same piece I quoted earlier, he thinks it's for a different reason. It says, look at the bold, Lumis defino, haisi omer, deisro din zesh of chalos kish, the gof sha'ide din hektish, hunemer betor bekra, the chosha yiti mimenu la shem kodesh, the perusho hu kdush sa gof, kimavor betimura. There's a reparsha miskeres, me inin kish the gof sha'ide maisa hektish, kul hachparsha behem kamayu. Says the Griz, Chiddush. He says that the pasuk that teaches you that an item has kedushas haguf ayday kish peh is from chol asher yitein mimenu lashem kodesh. That pasuk is only talking about behema, and therefore there's only a din of kiddush peh giving it kedushas haguf by behema bavah. It doesn't apply to mincha. That's what the Griz claims. And the Ravid, I think Rastav quoted his Ravid on his Chabura.
Yeah.
He said, I think it's Ravid Talmud. Yeah, so they quote from Chesko Bromsky. That's who the legend comes. This Griz is, or Chesko Bromsky said something along there of the Ravid. The Griz writes back, that's not true. And then everyone quotes, Chesko Bromsky says, Befeirish Ravid. That's like the Hishtashos here. But the Ravid in source 45 says, Zeshloma dahanu time with the behema, la alter roi la krava, vein mechuser meiser rabba, el shchitu bavad, va ketores mechuser meiser rabba, kiron ketisha, o mincha blila, says the Ravid. The reason why a mincha doesn't have kedushas haguf when you're makdish bepeh is because it's mechuser meiser rabba. It's missing the whole avoda, the kemitza and the blila. He says blila, but lechor is a vechuli there. The blila and the kemitza and everything else. It's mechuser meiser rabba, so there's no kedushas haguf bekish bepeh. All the achronim, the Griz in the same piece, let's just quote, all the achronim conjure up every potential case they could think of where you bring a mincha after kedushas peh, where there's no maisa needed, and still only has kedushas dam. I think they quote like the shemen of a mitzora or shemen of a sota that doesn't have any maisa done to it, that's all the gavim is peh right away. So they say, oh, kishmak, right there, you should have kedushas peh, you should give kedushas agof, because if it's not mechosher any maisa, they conjure up like 5-10 cases. I saw in the achronim main quote here. So everyone asks on this Ravid. And the Griz also, he asked from Cheska Abramsky, what about all these cases? So Efshir, what I thought to say within the Ravid, the Ravid doesn't mean I think we could say it, he doesn't mean any specific maisa. He just means the core definition of a mincha is that something that went through the Seder HaAvoda. And calls mind that the item has not gone through the Seder HaAvoda, it's missing its main mechusa as a mincha. It's mechusar maisa rabba. The Seder HaAvoda is what defines this item as a mincha. And therefore, the Kedushas HaPeh could have never gained Kedushas HaGuf because it's not called a mincha yet. Fundamentally, it's not called a mincha yet. Right? The Seder HaAvoda, that process, is what gave it its status as a mincha. If that's what the Rabbi means in the Yishmak, if it's not, then Efshir Lomar separately. Good. Clear so far? Or home stretch? Mamish. I keep saying it, but I feel like I'm losing the home, so I apologize for length. I'm going to run through the Divim Achshav. It's too Yishmak to skip, but Rabbi, I don't have any morals to quote, but I think Rabbi's Musar was, I'm not going to yell either like Rabbi, but Halavai would yell and quote a bunch of morals. So everyone should have in mind Rabbi, the most Yukno of Rabbi should be here screaming on top of his lungs, quoting morals and Medaber Mitoch Groni in some way.
Rabbi quoted her, it's also
good. That's true. I have Rav Kook, yeah. You should know the Rav Kook was a lot of Tzimtzum, I wanted to quote a lot more. But, I figured somewhat Shavu L'chol Nefesh will call it Rav Kook. The Ashrech everyone's okay with, but you know, fine. I thought that perhaps this all could tie back to the Mahos, the Makor, of where Karbon and Minchel comes from. You know, this is more Drushy, so everyone can, you know, feel more about now. unless you sleep during the Rav's Drusha anyway, so then it doesn't matter. But the Makor of where Karbon and Minchel comes from. And I thought, Efshir, that Makor comes all the way back from Kain and Hevel, the Parshas we just read. The Psukim say, source 46, mincha l'Hashem. Pasuk defines Kain's carbon as a mincha. Hevel hevi gamhu kibuchos ton v'chulei. Ve'yisha Hashem es hevel ve'es minchaso. Next pasuk is ve'el kain ve'el minchas lo sha'a. So what I wanted to be medayik is that pasuk gimel, it defines the subject, the content, the noun, as a noun, it calls kain's carbon a mincha. And you'll tell me, I pasuk dalet calls hevel's carbon a mincha also. That mincha lechor is an adjective. It just means a broad gift. He brought a gift. And my proof is that pasuk hey is directly parallel, right? Visha Hashem el hevel ve'el minchaso, ve'el kain ve'el minchaso lo sha'a. It just means general gift. But when pasuk gimel is being midu, it can mean mincha dafka, to be kar mincha, and again, it matches what it actually brought. So I saw my Packer sent me Otzer Chachma, that quoted Reb Chaim. Apparently Reb Chaim made his dik. Reb Chaim wanted to reject it, because the Targum, I think, by this mincha, in pasuk gimel, says Lashon Matana. So he thought that as Lashon Matana, it means the same thing all three tzukim, but Reb Chaim had such a havmino that kain dafka brought a mincha. I'm going to stick with the Chaim Tavmina because it makes me feel good. I think it's also Meduic when we go forward. The Bereshis Rabbah, the Medrash array tells us that the location that we're talking here is at the Beis HaMikdash. It says, Amayim and Damim, Amr Ze Omer, Betchumi Beis HaMikdash Yibane, Ze Omer Betchumi Beis HaMikdash Yibane, right? The Machlokas Kain Hevel is tied back to the Beis HaMikdash. It wasn't just some great Machlokas. We're talking about the setting here is the Beis HaMikdash, and the Rambam, Hilchos Beis HaZachir, tells us the same thing. Mesor Biyad Kol Shem Makum Shabana Bo, David Shlomo, Mizbeach, the Gorin, Arona, Umakum Shabanbo Avim Mizbeach, Vakar Lav Yitzchak, Vakad Lav Yitzchak, Umakum Shabanbo Noach, Chesmeteva, whom is Beach, Yikrav of Kain Vehevel. Right? The Makum, the Mizbeach of Kain Vehevel, their Kabanas was Harmuria, Tarbias, it's the same basic English we use, right? So we've already had the Rambam and the Medrash is setting our story in the basic Mikdash, and the Rambam, I don't know if you can be back in the Rambam, but the Rambam says, Hevel Hivi Gam Hu, so the Rambam goes on his way to highlight Karbonos and Menachos. He could just be saying, oh, they had him on Karbonos, but Meduyek, Kain brought a Mincha, Hevel brought a Zevach. And what I want to suggest, the idea that Al-Shech, Al-Shech is Medayek, that a lot of Mepharshim say, Hevel Hevi Gam Hu. Hevel brought himself, he brought his Mehus. Kain brought a carbon. He brought a carbon. He thought that would be good enough. Hevel hevi gamhu. So what I wanted to say is that the carbon mincha is really a tikkun for this original pagam of Kain. That Kain brought a mincha. So the tikkun of that is that as a person brings his, gotta be smiling. that Kain, that tikkun of the pagam of Kain is that a person brings his soul to the Mesa Mikdash instead of just throwing me on the Mizbeach and saying, Olal Hashem, you know, let the fire come down, that'd be all good. He takes it through this Telich, he takes it through the process of Kedushas Dam, Kedushas Aguf, the Kli Sharis, all the Derech Avodah, the Seder Avodah. That process is the Gamhu, is the inserting the himself into the carbon. I think if we do Rashi in Vayikra, is Medayik V'nefesh Ki Yakriv Karbon Mincha L'Hashem, Sosia Karbono, says Rashi, V'nefesh Ki Yakriv, Lo Nemen Nefesh B'chor Karabos Nedava El Mincha. Midakul is not mincha ani, right? Rashi says, the nefesh, the gamhu, the nafshis, the yourself that you're trying to bring by kara mincha, dafke says by mincha, right? Because the vote of the mincha, the process, the talich, the...
Isn't he saying it's because it's an ani?
Yeah. I mean...
But then...
Okay, well, you can ask me on the... the diuk from the word nefesh, dafke, that you bring the nefesh is...
It's okay. Because the ani is the one giving his nefesh.
So I'm darshing a different way. A person could bring his... There's a mincha in the Mizbech and say, I'm fine. Look, the mincha takes Seder Avodah, takes a process, takes a talich. Kasher on the Drosha, I hear.
Doesn't have to be a halach.
The what?
It has to be one
nefesh. Ah, okay. See? Look at that. I'll just add in the Rav Kook. This, I might lose people more. They'll be smiling, might get a little bit bigger. But the Rav Kook had Yisod. I think, I told you I remember, I remember I've heard also, I think I heard a quote B'Shem HaRav also, I think Yossi Bronstein quoted, and he's, you know, he's the source for these things, but I think he quoted B'Shem HaRav. The Rav Kook had a Yisod that, Lasa Dava, there'll be no more Zvachim, only will be Menachos, that Ola Gav Mizbeach. Yeah, Rav also said it? No, okay. Rav Kook said that.
I mean, it's against the Rambam.
Rav Kook against the Rambam. So there won't be any zvachim. There won't be any zvachim. Won't be any menachos. And the Rav Kook says the reason for just quickly. Avalos lavos shefa dasi spashit veyachzer filu b'bal lechayim ki mala az deres Hashem ve'akrova shetiyah az mincha me'etzomeach. So what he's saying is the chisaron of the difference between a behema and a person is its das. Loss of lover, where the das will be mispashed into everything. So the behema will be somewhere along the lines of Madrig and Adam, and you won't be makrivi, you'll only be makrivi mincha. So I want to claim, Efshir, that just to be mosif a little bit, we really have domain tzomei chay and chay medaber, right? So you're saying the difference between chay medaber is the koch haseichel. So the gamhu, when a person is trying to bring himself on the mizbeach and say he brings the animal, he has to be mosif the das. Namely, he has to have the machshav lishma, he has to have the kavan lishma. That is what bridges the gap between his zevach and himself. They should be all the gamhu on the mizbeach. The mincha, which is a tzomeach, the gap between him and his karbon, is not just the das, it's not just for the lishma. It takes a maiserava, it takes a volda, you have to work with it. Working with it is what bridges the gap between the tzomeach and the medaber and the person. And that's how your Ola Gamhu is there. Good. Okay. Last step. This mom can be quick. I just Echel Amar v'Echel Mam v'Vat Shechad Nim Shmaim said by Mincha. I just want to discuss quickly the Griz. The Shmon Shlo Shmon, and that will finish. Good. The Griz, everyone knows, I assume we all heard the Griz. I think we've spoken about it. But the Griz assumes that the din of the Shma by Zevach, Stam of the Shma, that's a given. The din l'shma by a zevach is something that's unchangeable, doesn't get maneuvered around. And there's a separate psul, separate from the chiv l'shma, psul shel l'shma, similar to pigol, something like that. And lo l'shma is not a chisaron in the need for l'shma. It's a separate psul, right? Good. But the brisker of hanacha of this whole mahalach, I believe, is that the mincha, is that the zevach has a din of stam l'shma. That the inherent status of a zevach is that it is lishma. There's no changing, and therefore the lishma is different. The efshir, based on what we're claiming here, that number one, the kedushas damim status of a mincha is a lingering status. Number two, its kedushas aguf wasn't inherent to the item, to the mincha itself. It was only an asserted status that came derech avoda, right? And that this kedushas damim is something that sticks with the mincha throughout its definition. So efshir, there is no din of, the Gemara has no discussion of stam l'shma by mincha, right? Only just by zochim. So maybe the din of stam l'shma, namely as a statement in the inherent kedusha of a zevach, we're claiming here, is not true by mincha, right? It still has kedushas damim, at least an element of kedushas damim's definition, and its status as kedushas aguf was attained through kli sharis, that happens al seder avoda, an asserted status based on the process it went through. As kedushas karbon comes al derech avoda, asserted status as a process it went through, the stam l'shma of a mincha is not there, right? And therefore, there is no din l'shma that can't be changed. And efshir the chisaron of shalom, therefore, what follows, the chisaron of lo l'shma by a mincha is dafka pagam in the l'shma, right? Number one, we just said there is no din of stam l'shma by a mincha. And also, the whole discussion of Reb Shimon, right, of Ma'isma Mochichim love. So the Gemara at least thinks that discussion is Shaykh to have by Zvachim. The Gemara goes to a bunch of cases where Reb Shimon would agree in Zvachim, that's also true. And yet, the discussion is here. It doesn't appear in Zvachim. So you can say it's a technical issue, right? Because every Zeva, every Mincha is going to have a distinction. There's only a couple Zvachim that will be a distinction. But the Masech Mochichim Alav, right? The process, the avoda of the Mincha, the Masech Mochichim Alav, is its core definition, right? There is no din of Stam Lishma. The Lishma of a Mincha is not the same as a Zevach. And I just want to. The Kol Shirim quotes his Mahal from the Brisker Rav, from the Reb Chaim. And he quotes a quote, Tosfos Menachos. Apparently, Reb Chaim is very, very bothered with his Tosfos Menachos. And based on the Tosfos Menachos, the Koshim goes on to Cholik on Reb Chaim, and the Griz, he thinks that the Psul Lishma is really selling the need for Lishma. And what's his Tosfos Menachos? He's still bothered by. It says the Koshim, Kosu Tosfos Perchele Stafim Beis, Dim Tzav L'Shem Tzitzis, V'L'Shem Nisoyim Psula, Midi Tavi Kemincha, Shekmatza Lishma V'Shul Lishma. And so he quotes the Reb Chaim Shemati Meir Chaim. The Achshas Divei Tosos the Ich Raya Mimincha Letzitzes the Pasul Shloshma Bekachim. Ina Mishum Chisar Machshav Lishma. The Insarch Lachshav Lishma Bekachim. The Misal Machshav Shloshma Mishum Dihi Machshav Psula Kamo Machshav Pikol V'Chutz Mekomo. Reb Chaim is very bothered. Why is the Tosos comparing Lishma of Tzitzes to Lishma of a Karban? Lishma Tzitzes is, you know, you have to have the right Machshav Lishma. But by carbon, by a zevach, it's stam lishma, right? The two lishmas have nothing to do with each other. And apparently the Brisker was so bothered by this question that Rav Chanan goes on to reject the whole Mahalach. But Tosfos is Lashon, I think, is very Miduyak. Tosfos only says, Midi dihave kimincha shekmotza lishma v'shlo lishma. Tosfos tells you a mincha, right? He doesn't say zevach, he doesn't say korbanos, he tells you dafka mincha. So after based on what we're saying, right? Taka, korban mincha lishma might be very similar to lishma of tzitzis. A zevach might have a whole different definition of lishma. That's Briskerov, Reb Chaim, that might be true. But a mincha status of lishma might have been very different based on everything we discussed.
Even though the pasuk, the drasha in the beginning of Zvachim, the pasuk puts everything together. Right?
Rashi doesn't quote that pasuk, right? Rashi, you do it. Rashi has a different drasha for the lishma by mincha. That's the question of the sugya of the lishma and the shlishma. Rashi doesn't seem to assume that they are the same. He has two different drashas. I'm not giving the sugya of the lishma. I'm so sure someone else will give it, but just the food for thought based on what we're discussing, there might be implications on the question of the lishma.
Well, again, that goes also the question of how generic. That's why I keep throwing that out. So the ma'aseh mochicha and so on, but the more you emphasize again the kedushas dam, the origins of it, either as a causal thing or as a reflection, that's also further reason to think of Menachos as more generic.
Okay.
So it's more generic in one sense, and it's also more differentiated because what you're saying is that the way that you the avodas that you actually do are more responsible for its kedusha. So in a way, it starts off more generic, and it also has it becomes more specific. And that affects the also.
Okay,
just got to
think you have insight about it.
Next week.